Hello and welcome to Modesto, California, here at John Thurman Field for game 5 of 6 between your Fresno Grizzlies, the proud single-A affiliate of the Colorado Rockies, and the hometown Modesto Nuts, the single-A affiliate of the Seattle Mariners. However you're listening and wherever you're listening, thanks for tuning in on stream, guys. FresnoGrizzlies.com and the Bally Live app. My name is Stephen Rice, and boy, we have a great Saturday night matchup between two California League Northern Division foes. Well, as we said, game 5 of 6, and through 4 games so far, the Nuts and the Grizzlies have split the 4 games, with Fresno winning last night by a final of 9-1. The Grizzlies cracked the Nuts code 9-1. Fresno tied the series at 2 games apiece after an offensive explosion. The Grizzlies scored 9 unanswered runs on 10 hits, 9 walks, 1 hit by pitch, and 1 error. 8 of the 9 Fresno starters reached base safely, with 4 batters tallying multiple hits. Righty Jordy Vargas earned the win after 5 innings of 1-run ball. That run was unearned. Vargas pitched in and out of trouble, but struck out the side in the 5th to end his evening. And then he gave the ball to 3 relievers. The trio fanned 6 to close out the victory: Carson Skipper, Carlos Torres, and Davis Palermo. But last night, here was the biggest factor. Jesus Bouguerin tied a Grizzlies single-game franchise record. He hit 2 triples last night en route to a Grizzlies 9-1 win. Ryan Ritter had 3 RBIs on 2 doubles. Jesus Ordonez added 3 RBIs as well. The Grizzlies look to win another game in this series. But Modesto looks to get back on the right track, and they give the ball to the right-hander, number 40, Shaden Peavyhouse, who comes in with a record of 3-2, a 4.42 ERA. The former Tar Heel, the University of North Carolina product, he gets the ball for Modesto. Peavyhouse actually leads the California League in innings pitched, so the right-hander back on the bump today for Modesto, and he'll be countered by Rockies number 27 prospect and Grizzlies right-hander Connor Stain, who will make his 7th start in a Fresno uniform. Stain, a 2-2 record, a 5.26 ERA, so a great matchup between Peavyhouse and Stain for Saturday night baseball. It is Marvel night tonight for Modesto, as the force is ready on both sides as well. And it's also a great night as well, as we see a couple different things going on here at Modesto. We're very excited. Development Disabilities Night as well here at the ballpark for Modesto. So a great Saturday night in store here at John Thurman Field. Well, prior to tonight's game, I sat down with Grizzlies right-hand pitcher Braxton Hyde, and we talked about growing up in a very small town in Liberal, Kansas. We also talked about him taking the community college route, where he had a lot of success. And finally, we talked about playing in front of some big crowds that he's already seen in Fresno, California at Chukchansey Park. Our pregame guest is right-hander Braxton Hyde. When we come back right after this break, we'll have that interview with Hyde. You're listening to Grizzlies Baseball and Stream, guys. FresnoGrizzlies.com and the Bally Live app.
20 years in the making. It's Chukchansey Gold's $1.5 million celebration. Starting May 1st, earn entries as you play to win a share of $45,000 and your chance at $1 million every Thursday and Friday. Earn base points to swipe to win daily prizes, and every Saturday you could win $1,000 in lucky kiosk cash. On June 30th, win your share of $75,000 cash guaranteed. Only at Chukchansey Gold Resort and Casino. Feel the fun.
Interview with Grizzlies right-hander Braxton Hyde in 3, 2, 1. Bring in Grizzlies reliever Braxton Hyde. Thanks for taking time for this interview.
Yes, absolutely.
So let's talk about growing up in Kansas, Liberal, Kansas. Not much to do there, question mark?
Not much. Not as much as you'd expect. It was fun growing up. A lot of good friends that I'm still in touch with.
Awesome.
Just getting out of town, playing baseball, I think is what helped me the most.
So growing up in Kansas, did you have a favorite baseball team, a favorite player that you looked up to?
Not really. No, I just grew up watching everything, honestly. The Liberal BJs, summer team I played for as well, grew up watching them in the summer. Usually went out to the community college, Seward Community College, and watched baseball in the spring, but besides that, not really.
So, Liberal, Kansas, so went to Liberal High School. How did you enjoy your time in high school and getting coached there as well?
It was fun, a fun time. Small town community, everyone supports you. Still in contact with a lot of people who were there, a lot of family members, a lot of friends. When I go back, I'm always in touch with them and be able to talk to them as well.
You know, that's always kind of something people talk about. But then your road kind of went to Butler Community College. First, can you tell the fans why you chose a community college route and how important it is to actually just go to college?
Community college for me, I thought was the best decision for me just because school-wise, baseball-wise, full year round, you're with your guys. Like, that's how you are. Small-town campus, small-town vibes. It's just, it's a fun time.
Right. So can you tell me about, you know, what was your favorite thing to do in college?
Favorite thing to do in college outside of baseball was hang out with my guys, play golf, just have some fun, go to the gym with my guys was awesome.
Yeah, absolutely. So then you were there for a couple of years. You dominated as well. So, you know, being a relief pitcher versus being a starter, do you have either opinions about that?
Not really. I just like to throw.
Yeah.
I mean, I did both in college my freshman year, and then last year I was a straight starter, and then transitioning over here to relief pitcher, I kind of like it. So
then, yeah, let's talk about your experience. Did you know you were on the radar of the Rockies?
Just a little bit, yeah. The first call I ever got with them was in July, and then from there it just kind of took off a little bit.
So let's talk about your draft experience. Where were you? How'd you find out?
I was at home with my dad. It was just me and my dad. We were just sitting there on day three, and I told him I couldn't even, like, watch the TV anymore, so I went to my room, started playing PGA golf, and all of a sudden got a call 30 minutes later, and that was it.
That teed off the rest of your career, as you could say. So then you went to the ACL, had a very good ACL. How'd you enjoy your time with the ACL Rockies?
It was fun. Getting to know the guys, I think, was the best part. Right. Just getting a feel for everyone around there, feel for pro ball and everything like that.
Now here in Fresno, it's been a really good, so far, start for your career. What has been the biggest takeaway for you so far here in single A?
Taking away, just seizing the opportunity every time you get out there. Having fun, getting ahead in counts, and just having fun with your guys as well.
So, you know, what can fans expect from you for the rest of the season?
Just giving it my all the time, no matter what.
So I got a chance to talk to your family as well, too. They brought up a lot of fun stuff for you, but how important is family to you when it comes to this kind of stuff?
Family's everything. I wouldn't be here without any of them, because throughout my entire career, throughout my life, it's been on them, and they've done a great job of supporting me and helping me get here.
So far you've seen a lot of really cool events at Chukchansey Park. We had 10,000 plus people for Star Wars Night. Can you tell about that? I mean, a little bit different from growing up in Kansas to all of a sudden now coming out here.
It was definitely a different feel. 10,000 people compared to the 150 I was getting in college all the time, in high school, the 50 people, like, it's awesome, and I really enjoy it.
So a lot of really cool promotions down the line. We are the Tacos and the Low Riders. You also had some cool Star Wars jerseys.
Yep.
Do you have a favorite kind of taco?
Carne asada tacos would have to be number one.
Oh, yeah. You can't go wrong with that.
No,
a good salsa go along with that
Absolutely.
As well, too. All right, and then the final question I have for you, what are you most excited for the rest of the season?
Just having fun, winning, and having fun.
Well, Braxton, I appreciate the time for this interview. Thanks again, man.
Absolutely.
Grab the keys to a new Toyota. Fun is in full bloom this spring. Longer days mean longer drives. Seize the season in a brand new Toyota. Get low 3.99% APR financing on 2023 RAV4, Corolla, Highlander, and Camry.
No, grab the keys, come on, let's go.
Toyota. Let's go places.
Offer available through TFS to buyers with premium rated credit. Excludes hybrids and RAV4 Prime ends 5/23.
Welcome back to Modesto, California, here at John Thurman Field as we get set for Saturday night baseball between your Fresno Grizzlies and the hometown Modesto Nuts. The Grizzlies come in with a record of 20-17. They sit three games back in the California League Northern Division standings behind the San Jose Giants, while the Modesto Nuts come in with a record of 19-18. They are four games back of the San Jose Giants and one game back of the Fresno Grizzlies. The Grizzlies and the Nuts over three seasons have played 53 matchups. Fresno has won 27 of those 53 matchups. So two very even teams in the California League Northern Division. So it should be a great night for baseball. Game 5 of 6, and now it's time for our starting lineups presented by Toyota. And first we'll start with your Fresno Grizzlies under manager Steve Solis. Leading off and playing DH, number 4, Ryan Ritter. Batting second, the two triple man, center fielder number 1, Jesus Bugarin. Batting third, the left fielder number 10, Jake Snyder. Batting fourth, the first baseman, number 15, Parker Kelly. Batting fifth, a man on a five-game hit streak, number 23, the shortstop, Andy Perez. Batting sixth, the catcher with three RBI last night, number 33, Jesus Ordonez. Batting seventh, the right fielder, number 29, Robbie Martin. Batting eighth, the third baseman, number 5, Skylar Messenger. And batting ninth, the second baseman, number 2, Luis Mendez. And on the bump for your Fresno Grizzlies, the right-hander, number 16, Connor Stain, who makes a seventh start in a Fresno uniform. He is 2-2, a 5.26 ERA. So it'll be Ritter, Bugarin, Snyder, Kelly, Perez, Ordonez, Martin, Messenger, and Mendez. The three M's at the bottom of that Fresno lineup. Connor Stain on the bump. As they're playing a video on the video board right now, some Modesto Nuts get ready to take the field. Here's their starting lineup under first-year manager Zach Vinci. Leading off and playing shortstop, number 21, Cole Young. Batting second, the second baseman, number 19, Josh Hood. Batting third, the first baseman, number 12, Gabriel Moncada. Batting fourth, the catcher, number 14, Andrew Miller. Batting fifth, the third base, number 5, Milcar Perez. Batting sixth, the right fielder, number 8, Colin Davis. Batting seventh, the DH, number 10, Tatum Levins. Batting eighth, the center fielder, number 3, Miguel Perez. And batting ninth, the left fielder, number 44, Brett Rodriguez. And on the bump for the Modesto Nuts is the right-hander, number 40, Shannon Peavyhouse, who comes in with a record of 3-2, a 4.42 ERA. So once again for Modesto, it'll be Young, Hood, Moncada, Miller, Milcar Perez, Davis, Levins, Miguel Perez, Rodriguez, and on the bump, Shaden Peavyhouse. So a great lineups right there between the Grizzlies and the Nuts. The Grizzlies at 20-17, the Nuts at 19-18. Game 5 of 6, these two teams have split the first 4 games of this series. As we get set for the Modesto Nuts to take the field, our home plate umpire this evening is David Sabal. Over at first base is Nate Hall. Those are our umpires this evening. So Sabal, the home plate umpire, Nate Hall, the first base umpire. The Grizzlies are in the grays. They have the gray jerseys, the gray pants. They're wearing their black caps with the black bill and the F/ logo on that black bill. While the Modesto Nuts, they're wearing their Marvel jerseys tonight. Gray and white with kind of a comic book look on both the front and the back with the numbers in white as well. They're in their black caps. And on that black cap is their Marvel logo. It is the nut that is in a nice cape as well. The superhero right there, the Modesto Nuts. As they take the field right now, we'll get set for first pitch here at John Thurman Field. Again, however you're listening and wherever you're listening, thanks for tuning in on stream, guys, FresnoGrizzlies.com and the Bally Live app. My name is Stephen Rice. As we get set, we'll have the national anthem and first pitch right after this. You're listening to Grizzlies Baseball on stream, guys, FresnoGrizzlies.com and the Bally Live app.
Grab the keys to a new Toyota. Fun is in full bloom this spring. Longer days mean longer drives. Seize the season in a brand new Toyota. Get low 3.99% APR financing on 2023 RAV4, Corolla, Highlander, and Camry. Toyota, let's go places.
Offer available through TFS to buyers with premium rated credit. Excludes hybrids and RAV4 Prime and
523. Number 40, Shannon.
Ladies and gentlemen, please rise and remove your caps as we honor America with the performance of the national anthem. Performing tonight's national anthem is the Ribbon Christian Choir.
Thank you.
A great national anthem to get us started for Saturday Night Baseball here in Modesto, California at John Thurman Field. However you're listening and wherever you're listening, thanks for tuning in on stream, guys, FreserGrizzlies.com and the Valley Live app. My name is Stephen Rice, and a California League Northern Division battle between your Fresno Grizzlies and the hometown Modesto Nuts. Right-hander Shaden Peavyhouse gets the ball for Modesto. He is 3-2, a 4.42 ERA for the right-hander as he takes the bump. He'll take on this Grizzlies lineup. Ryan Ritter will lead things off, followed by Jesus Bugarin. Jake Snyder hits third, followed by the cleanup hitter Parker Kelly. Andy Perez hits fifth, followed by Jesus Ordonez. And then around out the line will be Robbie Martin, Skylar Messenger, and Luis Mendez against the right-hander in Shaden Peavyhouse. It should be a great matchup. The former UNC Tar Heel will have some interesting numbers right here coming up. So the Tar Heels, last night's starter for Modesto was Brandon Schaefer, who went to North Carolina. He started the game. Last night's final pitch that was thrown was by North Carolina Tar Heel Davis Palermo of Fresno. And tonight's first pitch will be thrown by another North Carolina Tar Heel in Shaden Peavyhouse. So a great matchup as we get ready. These uniforms, the Marvel uniforms for Modesto, are pretty, pretty cool. Kind of comic book characters. They are gray and white kind of spectacles with the white sleeves. Across the front, you see Modesto. The number's also in black as well. As here comes the throwdown. Nice outline with the white outline to the black numbers. The black caps with the Nuts logo, their Marvel logo, on their black caps. So a great, great uniform for Modesto as we get set for first pitch. 83 degrees, clear skies, 12-mile-per-hour winds out to left field. As Peavyhouse from the full windup will wind and deal, and here's the pitch. It's a high chopper to the third baseman, Milcar Perez. It'll go 5-3, one pitch, one out, and we are underway this evening. Ritter retired, and it'll bring up the center fielder in Jesus Bugarin. As tonight's first pitch is in there, and here comes the center fielder in Jesus Bugarin, who is on a 7-game hit streak. Last night, 2 triples among his 3 hits. Jesus Bugarin has 2 homers. As we have a little bit of a delay here, and I think everything is good to go now, as E.J. Andrews Jr., I think, went and closed something on the Fresno side. As here comes the pitch, and it swung on a missed. Actually, that pitch was fouled off there, and initially what was thought in foul territory or fair territory by the catcher and Miller ended up being foul. So the count at 0-1 at Jesus Bugarin. By the way, Ryan Ritter, 7 home runs. He grounded out on the first pitch. So 0-1 now to Jesus Bugarin. And here comes the pitch from Peavyhouse, and it's outside. And the count now at 1-1, just underway here in John Thurman Field. 1-1. Here's the pitch to Bugarin, and a high chopper to the second baseman. On a couple bounces, the throw over in time. Hood to Moncada. It goes 4-3. And just like that, 2 outs, as here comes the left fielder and Jake Snyder. Jake Snyder, 1-for-12 in this series. His average just below 300. Sitting at a nice clean 295. 1 homer, 11 RBIs. 822 OPS. As here comes the pitch, and Snyder takes a strike, and the count at 0-1. A good pitch there from Peavyhouse. And Snyder ready to go again. Count 0-1 to him. Here comes the pitch from Peavyhouse, and it is low in the count at 1-1. The Grizzlies' third base coach is their bench coach, Cesar Galvez. Over at first base is the manager and Steve Solis. Sun fully on the diamond right now with shadows peaking at the home dugouts. That's a ground ball base hit to right center. Past the diving second baseman in Hood. And it squeaks out there for a 2-out single for Jake Snyder. his second hit of this series. And he'll bring up the first baseman, number 15, Parker Kelly. So Jake Snyder with the single there. But as we said, the shadows right now, right at the home dugout on the first base side for Modesto. The rest of the diamond is in complete sun, as there's a little bit of shade also near the Modesto bullpen out down the right field line. Here's the pitch to Parker Kelly, and it's outside in the count at 1-0. Kelly, three of his four hits in the series are doubles. One homer, nine RBIs, a .289 batting average. The Grizzlies all over the top 10 in hitting leaderboard in the California League. As the 1-0 check on Snyder, he's back safely. As the count remains at 1-0 to Parker Kelly. Jake Snyder, good speed over there at first. Snyder, four stolen bases in five attempts. As PV House will come set around the belt. Here comes the 1-0 to Parker Kelly. And that is inside, and Kelly moves his arms out of the way. And the count now at 2-0. Top of the first, just underway here at John Thurman Field between Fresno and Modesto. Game five of this six-game series. We'll wrap up the series tomorrow afternoon at 2.05 p.m. Here comes the 2-0, and that is a fastball that darts just outside. And the count now at 3-0 from the righty PV House, 92 miles per hour. Shaddon PV House, S-H-A-D-D-O-N, P-E-A-V-Y-H-O-U-S-E. Here's the 3-0, and that's a line drive right to Hood. Kelly got the green light to swing, and he comes up empty. We head to the bottom of the first. No score between Fresno and Modesto. You're listening to Grizzlies Baseball on stream, guys. FresnoGrizzlies.com and the Bally Live app.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that'll bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your visit today at baseballhall.org.
They say consistency is the key to success. They weren't wrong. So how about grabbing a beer that's consistently smooth, consistently refreshing, and consistently light? You might just find that the road to success can be pretty enjoyable. Michelob Ultra, the perfect balance of taste and refreshment, and only 2.6 carbs and 95 calories. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Enjoy responsibly. Anheuser-Busch Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
Welcome back to John Thurman Field here in Modesto, California. Bottom of the first, no score between Fresno and Modesto. It's Chuck Chansey Gold's $1.5 million celebration. Play and earn drawing tickets daily. Drawings every Thursday and Friday, where you can win a share of $45,000 every week for a chance at $1 million. Chuck Chansey Gold is live entertainment inside Firehouse Lounge every Saturday evening. You must be 21. Chuck Chansey Gold Resort and Casino, play with the best. And here in the bottom of the first, we thank Chuck Chansey Gold Resort and Casino for being a proud sponsor of your Fresno Grizzlies. Connor Stain gets the ball for the Fresno Grizzlies. The right-hander makes his seventh start in a Fresno uniform. Stain, a 2-2 record of 5.26 ERA, as he will take on Cole Young, Josh Hood, Gabe Moncada here in the bottom of the first. Stain will work from the full windup. Here is the pitch. And it's outside in the count of one ball and no strikes. To Cole Young, the shortstop wears number 21 on the back of his Marvel jersey. Here comes the next pitch to Young, and that's a ground ball sharply hit to the second baseman Mendez. Mendez spears it over to first in time. And it goes 4-3 as Young is retired. As here comes the second baseman Josh Hood, who's back in the lineup after missing a couple games. Hood wears number 19 on the back of his jersey, one of the top 30 prospects in the Modesto Nuts and Seattle Mariners system. Josh Hood is 6'2", 202 pounds from Vineland, New Jersey, a sixth-round draft pick by the Mariners in 2022. As here's the pitch, and that is a fastball in there for a called strike. The count at 0-1. Hood batting .275, three homers, 25 RBI. Now staying from the full windup, here comes his 0-1. That ball in the dirt kicked around, and it's a ball. And they count it 1-1. The catcher is Jesus Ordonez for Connor Stain this evening. They count it 1-1 now as Stain looks in once again. Stain winds and deals. Here's the pitch. And a breaking ball, and it misses outside. And the count at 2 balls and a strike. Connor Stain, 4 pitches, a fastball, curveball, slider, and changeup. The fastball runs between 91 up to 94, 95. As here comes the 2-1 from Stain. And a fastball that just misses. And the count now at 3-1, 94 there from Stain. As he falls behind here to Josh Hood. So Stain ready to go once again, and here comes his 3-1 offering to the righty. And it swung on a miss. Good fastball there. Barrels in on the hands of Hood, and the count now at 3-2. 94 once again from Stain, and he's ready to go back on the bump. 3 balls, 2 strikes, 1 out here in the bottom of the first. No score between the Grizzlies and the Nuts. Here's a 3-2, and it is low, ball 4. A 1-out walk to Josh Hood, and he'll bring up the first baseman in Gabe Moncada. Well, Connor Stain is the reigning California League Pitcher of the Week. He threw 6 scoreless innings en route to a Grizzlies shutout win against the Visalia Rawhide last week on May 13th at Chukchansey Park. As a check on Hood, he's back safely. Stain in that outing allowed only 2 hits and 3 walks. Tied his professional best with 7 strikeouts as well, and his 6 innings a career best. As here comes the pitch to Moncada. And it's a line drive, base hit to right field. The right fielder and Martin will play it on a couple bounces. Over to third is Josh Hood. And just like that, Modesto runners at the corners with 1 out. So first and third with 1 away. Here comes the catcher and Andrew Miller. Now Connor Stain, the UCF product, gave the Grizzlies their 4th California League award this season, joining Ryan Ritter, who was Player of the Week, and then Blake Adams, who's won California League Player or Pitcher of the Week and Pitcher of the Month for April. Last year, Fresno won 14 California League honors, weekly and monthly, a franchise record. So Stain becoming the 4th this season for Fresno. As the right-hander now in a little bit of some trouble here against now Andrew Miller. Here's the pitch, and it's a breaking ball. Good stop there from Ordonez. The count of 1 ball and no strikes. Connor Stain, 22 years old, ranked as the Rockies' number 27 prospect on MLB.com, and is considered to be an intriguing pitcher in the system. As here comes the 1-0 from Stain. And that pitch is high in the count at 2-0. Stain wears number 16 on the back of his gray jersey. He is 6'4", 200 pounds. The 22-year-old is from Clinton, New Jersey, a 5th-round draft pick in 2022 by the Colorado Rockies out of UCF. As the 2-0 is way high in the count now at 3-0. Milcar Perez waits on deck. As Stain behind here. Runners at the corners with 1 out here in the bottom of the first. Modesto looking to jump ahead here early. Here comes the 3-0, and that is low, ball 4. And just like that, the bases are loaded for the Nuts with 1 out. And it'll bring up the third baseman in Milcar Perez. So Miller at first, Moncada at second, Josh Hood at third. Hood, tons of speed. Moncada and Miller, decent speed. The Grizzlies now, the infield will play double play depth as the center fielder in Bougarin plays just to the left of the second base bag on my vantage point. It'll be to the right initially if you're playing from his point of view, as that's a called strike and the count at 0-1 to Milcar Perez. Good pitch there from Stain at 94 miles per hour. It takes on Milcar Perez. No home runs, a 282 batting average. OPS is 779. He's got 8 RBI this season. Here's the pitch, and that breaking ball is low and inside, and the count at 1-1. As the Grizzlies and Nuts battling here at John Thurman Field here in Modesto, California. Here comes the 1-1 from Stain. And it swung on and missed. Good pitch on the outer part of the plate. 82 miles per hour. That was the change up there from Stain. So the count now at 1-2. Good location there from Stain as he's up in the count now. We'll see if he goes back to a breaking ball if he tries to elevate a fastball here. Here comes the 1-2 from Connor Stain. And it's a ground ball back to Stain. Stain moves, misses it. He misplays it, and everybody's safe. He tried flipping the ball towards home, and he lost grip of the ball, and everybody's safe. By the time he recovered and got the ball to first, Perez was safe. So Miller to second, Moncada to third, Josh Hood scores, and what could have been a tailor-made double play to end the inning has now turned into a Nuts 1-0 lead. Bases are still loaded here with one out, as here comes the right fielder in Colin Davis, and just like that, Modesto up ahead 1-0. Not the start that Connor Stain envisioned, as he'll take on Colin Davis now. Here's the pitch, and a breaking ball, and it misses outside, and the count at 1-0. Good spot there, and Stain not getting the call from home plate umpire David Sabal. The base umpire is Nate Hall, so Sabal and Hall are your umpires this evening. As here comes the 1-0 from Stain to Davis, and that's a breaking ball, and it misses again, and the count at 2-0. And just like that, Stain in some trouble here, as the crowd here and Modesto still filing in. They'll make some noise. 1-0, the Nuts lead here in the bottom of the first. As Stain will come set. Here's the 2-0. And that's a high fly ball to left field. That is very deep at the wall. And it is gone. A grand slam for Colin Davis. And it is 5-0 Nuts. And just like that, it is 5-0. Moncada scores. Andrew Miller scores. Melkar Perez scores. And now Colin Davis will round the bases, and he touches them all. That's only the second hit this evening. The question is, how many are now earned? With that home run, I believe that all of them will probably be earned now to the line of Connor Stain. And with one out, here's Tatum Levins. Here's the pitch, and a fastball swung on and missed, and the count at 0-1. So Modesto quickly ahead 5-0 here in the bottom of the first. Here's the pitch, and that is inside, and the count now at 2-0. And apparently that first pitch was a ball. So now, here's the pitch from Stain. It's 1-1 the count, actually, and that's a called strike. The count now at 1-2. As a time here by the batter in Levins, the DH this evening. 5-0 Modesto off the grand slam from Colin Davis. As here comes the 1-2, and that is outside. And the count now at 2 balls and 2 strikes. Two hits and 2 walks this evening, but 5 runs now for Modesto. And that pitch is outside, and it's now 3-2. Stain has not been able to find the strike zone. There's a crowd making some noise here at John Thurman Field. Here comes the 3-2 from Connor Stain. He loses his cap and a ground ball, and the second baseman in Mendez can't make the play. It shoots out to right field, and just like that, another hit. So Levin's the single, third hit of the inning. And now here comes Miguel Perez, the eighth batter this inning. As the manager, Steve Solis, going to go talk to Connor Stain. Five nothing Modesto here in the bottom of the first, and nothing going right here for Connor Stain. That error back when Milcar Perez hit the ground ball back at Connor Stain. Stain lost the grip. And I wonder if Stain would have made the play, if that double play would have ended the inning. So now here comes the center fielder Miguel Perez, who is in the lineup this evening. A night off for Gabriel Gonzalez, one of the dangerous hitters for Modesto. Gonzalez left the game initially last night around the sixth or seventh inning. And we couldn't tell if it was when he was hitting or in the field. Either way, though, Perez gets a start here as that is swung on and missed. The count at 0-1 to Perez, who has no homers, 7 RBI. By the way, that was the fourth homer for Colin Davis this season. And the first grand slam on either side for Fresno this season. That swung on and missed. The count at 0-2. Fresno had not allowed a grand slam, and they have not hit one as well. So that home run from Colin Davis here in game 38 of the season, the first one. So no balls, two strikes, one out here in the bottom of the first as Stain looking to get out of this inning. Here comes the 0-2 from Stain. And that is outside, and the count now at 1-2. As action now in the Fresno bullpen. Not what was expected for Connor Stain. He was a California League Pitcher of the Week last week and some trouble this evening. Here's the 1-2, and that swung on and missed. Perez down on strikes. First strikeout from Stain. And with two outs now, we'll bring up the left fielder and Brett Rodriguez. Now, if you're listening at home, yes, not the start the Grizzlies were looking for. They trail 5-0 here in the bottom of the first. But don't you worry, the Grizzlies have come back from a 5-run deficit already this season. They have 5 comeback wins over their last 9 victories. As the first pitch is low and the count at 1-0. This is a Grizzlies team that is not afraid to score, especially late. As Connor Stain looks in, a deep inning for him, already 31 pitches. Here's the 1-0, and that's a breaking ball in there, and the count at 1-1. So one ball, one strike. The runner at first is Levins. As Stain comes set, here comes the 1-1, and that is a breaking ball, and it misses outside, and the count at 2-1. Tight strike zone from David Sabal. Stain already 2 walks this evening. First Stain is 5 runs. Would be the second most he's allowed in a game, as that's a broken bat blooper in the left field, and it gets down. When nothing is going your way, even a broken bat gets in for a single. So here comes now the 10th batter to the plate as Levins gets the second. Brett Rodriguez with the single there. 4 hits now this evening. And Cole Young will come back to the plate now as that will do it for Connor Stain. He doesn't even get out of the first. And the Grizzlies trail 5-0. We'll be back. A new Grizzlies pitcher. You're listening to Grizzlies Baseball and Stream Guys. FresnoGrizzlies.com and the Bally Live app.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that'll bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your visit today at baseballhall.org.
They say consistency is the key to success. They weren't wrong. how about grabbing a beer that's consistently smooth, consistently refreshing, and consistently light? You might just find that the road to success can be pretty enjoyable. Michelob Ultra, the perfect balance of taste and refreshment, and only 2.6 carbs and 95 calories. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Enjoy responsibly. Anheuser-Busch Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
For the early to rise road trippers, the late night truck drivers, or even the bucket list checking baseball fans, your Wyndham is waiting, no matter who you are, where you're going, or why. With 24 trusted brands to choose from, like La Quinta, Days Inn, and Super 8, there's a hotel by Wyndham for everyone. Wyndham Hotels and Resorts, the official hotel of minor league baseball. Get the lowest price at WyndhamHotels.com. Restrictions apply. Visit website for more details.
Welcome back to Modesto, California, here at John Thurman Field. We are still in the bottom of the first. Modesto has hit around the 10th batter coming to the plate. They lead 5-0 as Connor Staines' night is done. After two-thirds of an inning, he is still responsible for two runners on base. It'll be the right-hander now, and Sergio Sanchez will take over for Fresno. Connor Staines, two-thirds of an inning, four hits, five runs so far. Two walks, one strikeout for the right-hander. He was at 32 pitches when he left the contest. And will now bring on the right-hander in Sergio Sanchez, who will take over. Sanchez hasn't pitched in a little bit, just recently activated off the development list. Sanchez, his ninth game out of the bullpen. He is 0-1, a 3.86 ERA. As here comes the pitch from Sanchez. And it's inside to Young, and the count at 1-0. So Sergio Sanchez now the second pitcher for Fresno. We haven't left the first. Here's the pitch, and it's inside, and the count at 2-0. Sanchez last appeared on May 4th at Stockton. Two innings, allowed two runs, one earned, on two hits and one strikeout. As here comes the 2-0, and it's to the backstop, and that will advance the runners. And just like that, runners at second and third now. And the count is 3-0 to Cole Young. Sanchez not even close on that pitch. Nothing going right here for Fresno in the bottom of the first. 5-0 Modesto on four hits. A grand slam from Colin Davis. And an air scoring the others. That's a high pop-up on a 3-0. Who's it going to be? It's the catcher, Ordonez, and he will make the play as he hits his knees on the ground to end the inning. But 10 batters come to the plate. Modesto leads 5-0. We had the top of the second. The Grizzlies have some work to do. You're listening to them on Stream Guys, FresnoGrizzlies.com and the Bally Live app.
Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the App or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
There's a weekend in July where the baseball world revolves around a village in upstate New York. Baseball Hall of Fame Induction Weekend in Cooperstown is an unforgettable experience filled with family-friendly activities and priceless moments. Make your plans today for July 21st through the 24th for the induction of Fred McGriff and Scott Rowland as the class of 2023. Visit baseballhall.org today for the entire schedule. See you in Cooperstown, where the journey becomes legend.
Welcome back to Modesto, California, here at John Thurman Field. We're in the top of the second inning. 5-0 Modesto leads Fresno after a five-run bottom of the first. The Grizzlies have some work to do. Andy Perez, Jesus Ordonez, and Robbie Martin here against the right-hander in Shad and Peavy House, who sat for a little bit, as we'll see if the right-hander has any of those effects from sitting down after that long inning. Sergio Sanchez finishes the inning off, by the way. Connor Stain, His night is done as well. His line is done. Two-thirds of an inning, four hits, five runs, two walks, and one strikeout as well. As here comes the pitch from Peavy House, it's way outside, and the count at 1-0. So Andy Perez now here in the top of the second inning. The Grizzlies and the Nuts have split the first four games of this series as that's fouled off, and the count at 1-1. In the first three games of the series, Modesto scored five runs. Last night only one, so back at five runs here tonight. So if you continue on the math of what we've seen, this should be it for Modesto scoring-wise. Here comes the 1-1, and it's outside the count at 2-1. The Grizzlies sitting at 20-17. They are second place in the California League Northern Division standings. That's a high chopper. It's a bounding ball. Mankato pretty much beyond the bag as the play is made for the first out. Goes three unassisted. I'm going to bring up the catcher in Jesus Ordonez. So Fresno Grizzlies are 20-17. The Modesto Nuts at 19-18. Both trailing the San Jose Giants in the California League Northern Division standings. San Jose and Stockton will be battling each other at Banner Island Ballpark this evening. As that pitch is inside, the count at 1-0. San Jose won 14-4 last night after dropping the first three games against the Ports. Stockton will face Fresno next week at Chukchansey Park. Here's the 1-0, and Ordonez fouls it off, and the count at 1-1. Last night, Jesus Ordonez had two hits, including a double, three RBI as well. Just joining the Grizzlies, Ordonez now hitting .280. No home runs, five RBIs, a .677 clip. As now we're going to have a change, I believe, of protection here. I think those are eye drops going to the catcher in Miller. So a little bit of a time here. Wind blowing out, 12 miles per hour to left field. That's where that grand slam was hit by Colin Davis. But a beautiful night for Saturday Night Baseball. Game 5 of 6 between Modesto and Fresno. I was told prior to tonight's contest, a projected sellout. As here comes the 1-1, and that's a ground ball. The shortstop Young coming in on a couple bounces. A throw over, it's in time. Goes 6-3. And the Grizzlies, so far through five outs, have hit four ground outs. As with two outs, here comes the right fielder in Robbie Martin. Robbie Martin looking for his first hit in this series, 0-12. Martin had a very good series against the Rawhide. A baseball and up-and-down game. Martin, despite that 0-12, actually has had decent success putting the ball in play the majority of those 12 at-bats, as the first pitch is way outside. And the count at 1-0 to him. Martin had a very good BP this afternoon. We'll see if it translates over to the game. As here comes the 1-0. And that's a line drive, base hit to right field. Robbie Martin's first hit of this series, a two-out single. Second hit now for Fresno, both with two outs. And it'll bring up the third baseman in Skyler Messenger. And like Martin, Messenger looking for his first hit of the series. Last night, though, Messenger 0-2, he was hit by a pitch, he walked as well, was all over the diamond despite not getting a hit. As Peavy House comes set, here comes the pitch, and it's a ground ball to the shortstop, Young. Young over to first base is in time, and that ends the inning. Five ground outs over the first six outs for Shad and Peavy House. Modesto leads 5-0. You're listening to Grizzlies Baseball on Stream, guys. FresnoGrizzlies.com and the Bally Live app.
There's a weekend in July where the baseball world revolves around a village in upstate New York. Baseball Hall of Fame Induction Weekend in Cooperstown is an unforgettable experience filled with family-friendly activities and priceless moments. Make your plans today for July 21st through the 24th for the induction of Fred McGriff and Scott Rowland as the class of 2023. Visit baseballhall.org today for the entire schedule. See you in Cooperstown, where the journey becomes legend.
20 years in the making. It's Chuck Chancy Gold's $1.5 million celebration. Starting May 1st, earn entries as you play to win a share of $45,000 and your chance at $1 million every Thursday and Friday. Earn base points to swipe to win daily prizes, and every Saturday you could win $1,000 in lucky kiosk cash. On June 30th, win your share of $75,000 cash guaranteed. Only at Chuck Chancy Gold Resort and Casino. Feel the fun.
Welcome back to Modesto, California, here at John Thurman Field. Bottom of the second inning, 5-0 Modesto leads Fresno as Sergio Sanchez back on the bump. Yellow Dog Signs and Graphics is your one-stop shop for all custom-made signs, banners, wraps, and graphics here in the Central Valley. When you choose Yellow Dog, you're choosing premium, high-quality products and excellent customer service, all at a competitive price point. You can visit yellowdoggraphics.com to request a free quote or give them a call at 559-435-6263 today. Yellow Dog Signs and Graphics, bring your best ideas to life. And here in the bottom of the second inning, we thank Yellow Dog Signs and Graphics for the proud sponsor of your Fresno Grizzlies. Josh Hood will lead things off here in the bottom of the second inning against Sergio Sanchez. Action in the Grizzlies' bullpen as well. As here comes the pitch from Sanchez, and it's a high pop-up, and it's going to drift into foul territory. And the count at 0-1, a lucky souvenir for a fan. So count at 0-1. Marvel Knight here for Modesto, as that is a ball low, and the count at 1-1. Comic book related jerseys, gray and white for Modesto, as that is a line drive to center field, and that is a base hit. Bounces in front of Bugarin. Hood now 1-for-1. He's reached base twice. 5 hits now for Modesto, and he'll bring up the first baseman in Gabe Moncada. Moncada 1-for-1, a single and a run back in the first inning. Modesto scored 5 runs in that first inning on 4 hits, 1 error, and 2 walks. As here comes the pitch from Sanchez, double play depth now for the infield of Fresno, as that is a ball inside. And the count of 1-0. The Grizzlies, their biggest comeback win this year, 5 runs. They trail 5-0 here. Here's the pitch from Sanchez, and that is inside. And the count at 2 balls and no strikes. That was a 12-11, 11-inning comeback win. They trailed 5-0 after 2 innings against Stockton at Chancy Park. So the Grizzlies have been in this scenario before. Now Sanchez will come set around the belt. Here comes his 2-0. And a breaking ball in there for a called strike. And the count at 2-1. And a stat that also mattered after last night. The Grizzlies, when the opponent scores first on the road, were 0-8 until last night. Now 1-8. As now I believe that's a pitch clock violation. And here comes a ball from the bullpen as well. Went all the way to Ordonez, the catcher, and he'll throw it back towards the bullpen. So now the count is 3-1 to Moncada. And here's the pitch. And it's high ball 4. So Hood up to second. Moncada will head over to first. Third walk already for Fresno here in the second. As here comes the catcher and Andrew Miller. So Andrew Miller now to the dish. He walked and scored back in the first inning. As Sergio Sanchez trying to get an out here. There's nothing going right for Fresno here early on. As here comes the pitch from Sanchez, and it's outside. And the count at 1-0, no strikes. To Andrew Miller, the catcher. Andrew Miller, 6'2", 230 pounds from Frisco, Texas. Signed as a free agent by the Mariners in 2022. As here comes the 1-0 from Sanchez, and that's a high fly ball drifting into center field. Bouguereau underneath it. He'll make the play. Here comes a tag. The throw is cut off by the shortstop, Perez. Hood gets the third. First out of the inning. Runners at the corners now for the third baseman in Milcar Perez. Sergio Sanchez is 6 feet, 180 pounds, wears number 30 on the back of his jersey. 22 years old from San Cristobal, Dominican Republic. Signed as an international free agent by the Rockies in 2018. In his second year with Fresno, as we just said, he was actually taken off the development list. The Grizzlies added Gabriel Rodriguez to that development list. Sanchez working on some control issues that they've seen from him. But a guy who is a very strong reliever can throw multiple innings in different scenarios. Here comes the first pitch from Sanchez. And it's a fastball outside and the count at 1-0. Sanchez last year went 8-3, led the Grizzlies in appearances as well. Back here for his second year. And Sanchez comes set. Here comes the 1-0 from the right-hander. And it's a called strike in the count at 1-1. Sanchez, his year last year, was named the top pitcher. He was pitcher of the year according to the Grizzlies front office. As now another pitch clock violation on Sanchez, and it's 2-1. I don't know if Sanchez knows what he's doing wrong, because whatever it is, he's done twice now. As here comes the pitching coach in Mark Brewer. Runners at first and third, one out. 5-0 Modesto here in the bottom of the second inning. Mark Brewer and Ordonez talking with Sanchez. And whatever it was, Brewer lifted up his arms for a little bit. No action right now in the Fresno bullpen. So I wonder if this is going to be Sanchez's game here. First and third with one out. As Milcar Perez to the plate. Perez, he reached on that error from Connor Stain back in the first inning. Here comes the 2-1, and that is a breaking ball foul down the right field line. The count now at 2-2. Perez had hit the ground ball back to Connor Stain with the bases loaded and one out, and Stain initially was ready to throw home, and when he released the ball, it somehow slipped out of his hand and it fell harmlessly to the ground. By the time Stain recovered, everybody was safe, including Perez at first. As here comes the 2-2. And that's a breaking ball, and it's going to go foul. As Hood at third base was already down the line about three quarters already. The count remains 2-2. The Grizzlies middle infield playing in double play depth. The second baseman Mendez, the shortstop Perez. As the Grizzlies trail here. Not the start they expected, as Connor Stain only two-thirds of an inning. Here's the 2-2. And a breaking ball lifted to left field. The left fielder Snyder makes the play. He will tag and score Hood. And it's 6-0 Modesto. So Josh Hood scores. It's a sacrifice fly for Milcar Perez. Scores a run as well. And it's 6-0 Modesto. So two outs now for Colin Davis. Colin Davis, the grand slam back in the first inning. That left the yard right near the video board out in left center field. Just went over that left field wall. And now looking for more here. Runner at first with two outs. Colin Davis, four home runs this season. As Sanchez will come set. And here comes the pitch. And a fastball that misses outside. And the count at 1-0. As the Grizzlies trying to get something offensively, as right now it is 6-0. Pitching has not been where they expected. So here comes the 1-0, and that is outside, and the count now at 2-0. The slider there from Sergio Sanchez, who has a plethora of pitches, mainly that fastball and that good slider. And the Grizzlies' rotation prior to Stain's outing tonight had been dominant over their past 10 games. As here comes the 2-0, and that is swung on and missed. The count at 2-1. Fresno starters before tonight were 3-3 with a 2.29 ERA over their past 10 games. They combined to toss 55 innings, allowing 14 runs all earned on 37 hits and 15 walks while fanning 57. As here comes the 2-1 to Davis, and he fouls it right to the backstop in the count at 2-2. Colin Davis ready for that pitch there from Sanchez. 94 from Sanchez on that. Two balls, two strikes, two outs. You're in the bottom of the second. 6-0 Modesto up on Fresno. Game 5 of 6, Saturday Night Baseball between the Grizzlies and the Nuts. Two California League Northern Division foes. And here comes the 2-2. Sanchez comes set around the belt. Here comes the 2-2. And it is low ball 3 in the count now full. With the count full, Moncada, once the pitch is thrown, will take off for second. As Ordonez is giving some signs to his infield, he'll be back in the squat with 10 on the pitch clock. 4-3-2-1. Here's the pitch, and it's a balk. So that is going to have Colin Davis reach up to second, goes Moncada. Sanchez was not ready to throw. That pitch clock was at 2 when Sanchez finally came set. He had no chance to really deliver that pitch. And what's awful about it is the 3-2 could have been anything good there. Instead, now runners at first and second with two outs for Tatum Levins, who singled back in the first. Modesto already has their 7-hole batter with 2 at-bats in the second inning. As here's the pitch, and it's a breaking ball in there for a called strike. The count at 0-1. 82 miles per hour there from Sanchez. Sanchez already an inning of work. He'll come set. He'll look back the runner, Moncada at second. Here comes the 0-1. And a ground ball off of Sanchez's glove. Sanchez recovers over to first, and that ends the inning. A run scores, though, on the sacrifice fly from Milcar Perez. We're at the top of the third. The Grizzlies, a lot of work to do. You're listening to them on Stream Guys, FresnoGrizzlies.com, and the Bally Live app.
Grab the keys to a new Toyota. Fun is in full bloom this spring. Longer days mean longer drives. Seize the season in a brand new Toyota. Get low 3.99% APR financing on 2023 RAV4, Corolla, Highlander, and Camry. No, grab the keys, come on, let's go. Toyota, let's go places.
Offer available through TFS to buyers with premium rated credit. Excludes hybrids and RAV4 Prime and 5223.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that'll bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your visit today at baseballhall.org.
They say consistency is the key to success. They weren't wrong. So how about grabbing a beer that's consistently smooth, consistently refreshing, and consistently light? You might just find that the road to success can be pretty enjoyable. Michelob Ultra, the perfect balance of taste and refreshment, and only 2.6 carbs and 95 calories. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Enjoy responsibly. Anheuser-Busch Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
Welcome back to Modesto, California here at John Thurman Field. We're in the top of the third inning, 6-0 Modesto leads Fresno. The 9-hole hitter Luis Mendez will lead things off against Shaden Peavyhouse. As action now back in the Grizzlies bullpen. So Luis Mendez will lead things off. Mendez batting 247 as the first pitch is inside to him, and the count at 1-0. Couple nights off for Mendez, back in the lineup this evening. A very good 9-hole hitter, a lot of walks, a good OPS at 722. Here's the pitch, and that is lifted foul out of play in the count at 1-1. As he takes on Shaden Peavyhouse, who makes his eighth start of the season. 36 and two-thirds innings. He has struck out 36, walked 22 coming into tonight. Well, here comes the 1-1, and that is in there for a strike in the count at 1-2. Peavyhouse is 24 years old, 6'3", 205 pounds from Johnson City, Tennessee. Went to North Carolina. As here comes the 1-1, and that's outside. Peavyhouse signed as a free agent by Seattle on February 6, 2023. As here comes the 2-2, and that is inside, and the count now full 3-2. Peavyhouse, his last outing on May 14th at Inland Empire. He got the loss after six innings of work, allowed four runs, all earned on eight hits and one walk while striking out four. Here's the pitch, and a ground ball, and that's going to go foul, and the count remains at 3-2. Was college teammates with Modesto starter Brandon Schaefer and Grizzlies reliever Davis Palermo. In 2021, Peavyhouse played summer baseball in the Cape Cod Baseball League for the Kettleers. As here's the pitch, and that's a fly ball to left center field. The left fielder Davis ranging back, still ranging back, and he will make the play. First out of the inning as we bring up the DH in Ryan Ritter. Now it is time playing for the Kettleers. He threw 4 2/3 innings. Had a 9.64 ERA. But the right-hander was good enough. Good height, good weight, good size. Got an opportunity now here with the Mariners organization. Now here in Modesto as that pitch is swung on to left field again. Davis ranging back. Now to left center field. That ball is going and it is gone. Ryan Ritter, his eighth homer of the season. He gets closer to that California League lead, and it's 6-1. That ball just kept carrying off the bat of Ritter to left center field, and he deposits his eighth homer of 2023. Well, that's how you get the offense going, just like that. Third hit for Fresno. First run as well. As here's Jesus Bugarin now. As now we have a time here. Don't know what exactly they're talking about. The count is 0-1 to Jesus Bugarin. As here comes the 0-1, and that is swung on and missed. And the count now at 0-2 to Bugarin. Bugarin, a ground-out victim back in the first inning. So Ryan Ritter, left center field, his eighth homer of the season, 6-1 now. Was with Ritter during warm-ups and batting practice today, and he said he was working on trying to go to right field, trying to make sure that he could figure out how to use all parts of the field. As that pitch is in the dirt, swung on and missed. Bugarin will hustle down to first, but he is retired. First strikeout for Peavyhouse. Goes 2-3 on the putout for the second out of the inning. And ring up the left fielder in Jake Snyder. Six to one, our score here in the top of the third. Here's the pitch, and that is low in the count of 1-1 and no strikes to Jake Snyder, who singled back in the first inning. Snyder 2-for-13 in this series. Here's the pitch, and it's inside, and the count now at 2-0 to him. So Ryan Ritter, by the way, back to him. I know he had the home run a couple batters ago, but now three extra base hits over his last two games. As that's a called strike to Snyder. The count at 2-1. He had two doubles last night. As here comes the 2-1 to Jake Snyder. And that is swung on and missed. The count now at 2-2. So 2 balls, 2 strikes, 2 outs. Here comes the next pitch from Peavy House. And that is fouled off at the plate. We'll do it again. 2-2. Grizzlies trail 6-1 here in the top of the third inning. Fresno 3 hits compared to 5 for Modesto. Here comes the 2-2, and that is a little blooper out to shallow center field. This is going to be playable, though, for the center fielder Perez, and he will run it down. A home run from Ryan Ritter makes it a 5-run deficit. The Grizzlies trying to come back. We head to the bottom of the third. You're listening to Grizzlies Baseball and Stream Guys, FresnoGrizzlies.com and the Bally Live app.
For the early to rise road trippers, the late night truck drivers, or even the bucket list checking baseball fans, your Wyndham is waiting, no matter who you are, where you're going, or why. With 24 trusted brands to choose from, like La Quinta, Days Inn, and Super 8, there's a hotel by Wyndham for everyone. Wyndham Hotels and Resorts, the official hotel of minor league baseball. Get the lowest price at WyndhamHotels.com. Restrictions apply. Visit website for more details.
Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the App or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
Welcome back to John Thurman Field here in Modesto, California. We are in the bottom of the third inning, 6-1, Modesto leads Fresno. Sergio Sanchez back on the bump. He's going to eat up some innings for Mark Brewer's squad. Whether you're looking for temporary furnishings for an apartment or condo, or maybe you need to furnish your home, Express Furniture Rental is a rental furnishing solution. They have affordable rental packages, which include housewares, electronics, and more. They are your one-stop shop. You can check them out online at efrental.com or call 800-933-3689 today. Here in the bottom of the third, we thank Express Furniture Rental for being a proud sponsor of your Fresno Grizzlies. Miguel Perez will lead things off against Sergio Sanchez. The Grizzlies trail 6-1 here in the bottom of the third. Saturday night baseball. As here comes the first pitch from Sergio Sanchez, who works from the full windup. Here it is. And it swung on and foul tipped, and the count at 0-1. By the way, that shade now is now migrating across the diamond. The catcher, Ordonez, all the way in the shade. Now it's about a foot in front of where Sergio Sanchez is pitching, is the count at 1-1. The first baseman, Parker Kelly, almost in the shade. The right fielder, Robbie Martin, is in the shade with a little bit of sun in front of him. The whole left side of the diamond and left center field in full sun. And what makes it tough around this time of the day in California is the ability to see the ball that changes, of course, from the sun to the shade and sometimes back to the sun. As here comes the 2-1. And that is swung on and missed. The count at 2-2. And so as a pitcher, you try to take advantage here. Try to throw some pitches that look a little bit more deceiving than always. As here comes the 2-2. And that is in the dirt. And the count 3-2. And like that one right there, Ordonez didn't block it very well. And I wonder if he couldn't see that pitch from Sanchez that skipped to the plate. The count now full to Perez. You're in the bottom of the third inning. As here comes the 3-2. And it's a fly ball, and it's going to be lift foul, and we'll do it again with the same count. 3 balls and 2 strikes. As the Grizzlies and the Nuts continue their 6-game series, we'll conclude the series tomorrow afternoon at 2:05 p.m. Here comes the 3-2, and that is high ball 4. Perez reaches on the walk. And now every batter but Cole Young has reached base safely for Modesto. 5 walks now by Fresno pitching. As here comes Brett Rodriguez, the left fielder. But this is the first of 5 regular season series between the clubs in 2023. And the first meeting in Modesto. In 3 years, the Grizzlies have won 27 of the 53 matchups against the Nuts. That's right, you heard that correctly. 27-26 is Fresno's record against Modesto. Now, 2 of those 27 wins have come in playoff-clinching games. Fresno clinched a playoff berth in 2022 at Chukchansey Park, beating Modesto in Fresno. As here's the pitch. It is a called strike to Rodriguez. The count at 0-1. And then in 2021, right here at John Thurman Field, Fresno clinched a playoff berth after beating Modesto as well. They celebrated right in front of that video board on left center field. One of the coolest experiences being with the Grizzlies in my career is there goes the runner. Actually, it was a fake on the runner there. He's back there, Perez, back to first. So now the count to Rodriguez is at 0-2. But the Grizzlies and the Nuts have played a lot of very close games. A couple lopsided games, of course, as well. But the teams became part of the same league for the first time since 1988 after joining and becoming a part of the California League in 2021. As here's the pitch, and it's in the dirt. Good stop there from Ordonez. The count at 1-2. In 1988, Modesto was affiliated with the Athletics and were named the A's, while the Grizzlies were known as the Fresno Suns, and they were playing independently. Now the Nuts are associated with the Seattle Mariners organization, and they were affiliated with the Colorado Rockies prior to that, while, of course, now the Grizzlies are with the Colorado Rockies. As here comes the 1-2, and that's a fly ball to right field. It's going to drift out of play, and we'll do it again with the same count. Modesto and Fresno are 96 miles away from one another if you drive by car following the California 99 route. Fresno and Modesto are about an hour and 32 minutes apart if you drive nonstop. And the halfway point between both cities is Planada, California. As another check on the runner, back safely is Miguel Perez. So the Grizzlies and Nuts renewing their rivalry here. 30 times these teams will meet this season, 18 here in Modesto. As here comes the 1-2 to Rodriguez. And there goes the runner. He is thrown out. The throw down. And he is also out. Let's strike him out. Throw him out. Ordonez gets him. That goes down to the second baseman in Mendez. So it's a strike him out. 2-4 on the caught stealing. 2 outs now. And here comes Cole Young. So Perez nabbed at second base. And Rodriguez struck out looking. First strikeout for Sanchez. So now 2 outs as here's Cole Young 0-2. And he will lift one out to left field. Jake Snyder coming in and he will make the catch. How about Sergio Sanchez? 2 innings. Or 1-2 or 1 1/3 of innings for Sergio Sanchez. All right, we head to the top of the 4th. 6-1. Fresno trails Modesto. You'll listen to Grizzlies Baseball and Stream, guys. FresnoGrizzlies.com and the Bally Live app.
20 years in the making. It's Chukchansey Gold's $1.5 million celebration. Starting May 1st, earn entries as you play to win a share of $45,000 and your chance at $1 million every Thursday and Friday. Earn base points to swipe to win daily prizes, and every Saturday you could win $1,000 in lucky kiosk cash. On June 30th, win your share of $75,000 cash guaranteed. Only at Chukchansey Gold Resort and Casino. Feel the fun.
Grab the keys to a new Toyota. Fun is in full bloom this spring. Longer days mean longer drives. Seize the season in a brand new Toyota. Get low 3.99% APR financing on 2023 RAV4, Corolla, Highlander, and Camry. No, grab the keys, come on, let's go. Toyota, let's go places.
Offer available through TFS to buyers with premium rated credit. Excludes hybrids and RAV4 Prime and S5223.
Welcome back to John Thurman Field here in Modesto, California. Top of the 4th inning, the Grizzlies trail the Modesto Nuts 6-1. Shaden Peavy House back on the bump. He'll take on Parker Kelly, Andy Perez, and Jesus Ordonez. As the Grizzlies trail 6-1. Saturday night baseball, game 5 of 6 between Modesto and Fresno. Marvel night here at the ballpark. And also for Modesto, they have a great night as well. Great crowd on hand. As Parker Kelly will come to the plate. Also tonight is the Developmental Disabilities Awareness Night presented by Amazon Turlock. And they also have Marvel Defenders of the Diamond jersey auctions with post-game benefits to the Society for Disabilities. So great night as well. Really cool jerseys. Comic book style jerseys. Here comes the pitch to Kelly, and that is a called strike. It bounces out of the glove of Miller. The count at 0-1. From Shaden Peavy House, who's back out for his fourth inning of work. Here comes the 0-1. And it is a called strike. And the count at 0-2 to Parker Kelly, who lined out to second base in his last at-bat on a 3-0 pitch. It'll take time here. The Grizzlies' biggest deficit overcome this season. 5 runs. They trailed by 6 here in the second. But 6-1 after the solo homer from Ryan Ritter back in the third inning. It was his 8th of the season as that pitch is outside and in the dirt. And the count now at 1-2. Fresno ranks 4th in pitching, hitting, and fielding in the California League. Coming into tonight's game, a 4.44 ERA. Here comes the 1-2, and that is a check swing. He did go around. Kelly down on strikes. Second strikeout for Peavy House, and it'll bring up the shortstop and Andy Perez. Perez grounded out to the first base of Moncada, who was right on the bag when he grounded out. Andy Perez, only 18 years old, is the next birthday coming up among all the Fresno Grizzlies on the current roster. His birthday on June 6th. Here comes the pitch to him. It's a ground ball again towards Moncada. Moncada will flip it over to Peavy House covering, and it goes 3-1 on the putout. 2 outs now, and here comes the catcher in Jesus Ordonez with 2 away. Actually, Perez's birthday on June 3rd, not June 6th. June 6th was actually our pregame guest, Braxton Hyde, so I hope you all enjoyed that interview with Braxton Hyde. As here's Ordonez, and we have a time at the plate. Ordonez, a ground-out victim back in the second inning. As Peavy House, here comes the pitch, and it's going to hit Ordonez. Not where he wanted that one. Hit by pitch right in the back of Ordonez. A breaking ball that just did not break the way the Peavy House wanted. 2 outs now as here comes the right fielder and Robbie Martin, who lined one to right field for a base hit in his first at-bat. Grizzlies trail 6-1 here. Thanks for tuning in tonight to Saturday Night Baseball. So Robbie Martin now at the dish. Here comes the pitch from Peavy House. As Ordonez leads from first, here's the pitch, and Robbie Martin takes it low in the count at 1-0. The Grizzlies last night scored 9 runs. They won 9-1 to even the series at 2 games apiece. They scored 9 unanswered runs on 10 hits and 9 walks. Here's the pitch, and it is inside in the count at 2-0. Skylar Messenger waits on deck. Jordy Vargas earned the win after 5 innings of work. 1-run baseball, it was unearned. He struck out 7, including the final 3 he faced. Here's the 2-0, and that's a high fly ball to left field. Colin Davis racing back. It is at the wall, and it's going to bounce up against the wall. Rounding third is Ordonez. It goes to shortstop Young, and Young will not make a throw. It's an RBI double for Robbie Martin, and it's 6-2. Martin 2-for-2 now with an RBI. He's got 2 legs of the cycle, and it's 6-2. So now here comes Skylar Messenger now. He grounded out in his first at-bat. Runner at second with 2 away. The Grizzlies now trail 6-2. Chip away, chip away. As PV House will come set. Here comes the pitch to Messenger. It's inside. And the count at 1-0. Messenger putting the shoulder inside. It's the count of 1-0 and no strikes. All it takes is one run at a time for Fresno. They trail 6-2. Here comes the 1-0 from Peavy House. And Martin, now ground ball to the shortstop, Young. Young on a couple bounces over to first, and it's in time to end the inning. An RBI double from Robbie Martin. The Grizzlies cut the deficit to 4. We head to the bottom of the fourth. You're listening to Grizzlies Baseball and Stream Guys. FresnoGrizzlies.com and the Bally Live app.
20 years in the making. It's Chuck Chancy Gold's $1.5 million celebration. Starting May 1st, earn entries as you play to win a share of $45,000 and your chance at $1 million every Thursday and Friday. Earn base points to swipe to win daily prizes, and every Saturday you could win $1,000 in lucky kiosk cash. On June 30th, win your share of $75,000 cash guaranteed. Only at Chuck Chancy Gold Resort and Casino. Feel the fun.
Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the App or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
There's a weekend in July where the baseball world revolves around a village in upstate New York. Baseball Hall of Fame Induction Weekend in Cooperstown is an unforgettable experience filled with family-friendly activities and priceless moments. Make your plans today for July 21st through the 24th for the induction of Fred McGriff and Scott Rowland as the class of 2023. Visit baseballhall.org today for the entire schedule. See you in Cooperstown, where the journey becomes legend.
Welcome back to Modesto, California, here at John Thurman Field. Bottom of the fourth inning, 6-2, Modesto leads Fresno. A new pitcher for the Grizzlies is the right-hander and our pregame guest, Braxton Hyde, who takes over. For Hyde, this is his 10th game out of the bullpen. A 1-0 record, a 6.00 ERA. Takes over for Sergio Sanchez. Sanchez, 2 1/3, allowed one hit, one run. It was earned on 3 walks and 1 strikeout. As that is ball 1 to Josh Hood, who's 2 for 2. A single, a walk, and 2 runs scored. From the righty and Braxton Hyde. Here comes the next pitch from Hyde, and a ground ball to the shortstop, Perez. Perez gloves it over to first in time. Goes 6-3, and Hood is retired for the first time this evening. And a ring up the first baseman in Gabe Moncada. Braxton Hyde wears number 20 on the back of his gray jersey. 6'3", 195 pounds for the 21-year-old. His birthday on June 6, 2001. He's from Liberal, Kansas, went to Butler Community College, and then was drafted by the Rockies in the 14th round in 2022. As that pitch is outside, the count at 1-0, no strikes. Here comes the next pitch from Hyde, and a fastball swung on and missed in the inner part of the plate. The count at 1-1. 96 miles per hour from Braxton Hyde. A great story as well going to Butler Community College. Braxton said it was probably the best choice for him both academically and professionally as an athlete. Got to stay closer to home as well. And so Hyde now has a chance to continue in this Rocky system as that pitch is lifted foul and out of play. And the count remain at 1-2. Here comes the 1-2 from Braxton Hyde. And it's outside. And the count now at 2-2. That looked like an off-speed pitch out of Hyde's hand. Second time we've seen Hyde in this series as well. Hyde appeared on May 17th as that pitch is high and away. And the count now full 3-2. He picked up a no decision after a 1-2-3 inning with 2 strikeouts in his last outing. As here comes the 3-2 from Hyde. And that is outside, ball 4. A 1-out walk to Moncada. Moncada a single and two walks now. Six walks by Fresno pitching. As we bring up the catcher and Andrew Miller. Miller 0 for 1, a walk and a run back in the first inning. As it takes on Braxton Hyde. Shadows continue to creep now along the infield grass. Starting to shoot out towards center field. Here's the pitch, a breaking ball high in the count at 1-0. As here comes the 1-0 from Hyde. And it is lifted towards right field, and it will go out of play in the count at 1-1. Braxton Hyde, 2 1/3 is his season high in innings pitched and a career high as well. That came back on April 22nd against Rancho Cucamonga at Lone Mart Field. His two strikeouts in his last outing against Modesto was a career high as well, as that pitch is way high and the count now at 2-1. Hyde did not allow a run over his first five games of the season, spanning 8 1/3 innings. 5 hits, 1 walk, 6 strikeouts, a 1-0 record in that span as well. As here's the pitch, and it's inside, and the count now at 3-1 to Miller. Last year, started his professional career with the ACL Rockies, appearing in one game out of the pen. One hitless and scoreless inning while fanning one. As here comes Mark Brewer on another mound visit. Here in the bottom of the fourth. Hyde became the second Grizzly player since 2019 to hear their name called in the draft. Zach Bravo was drafted by the Rays in the 29th round. Now, Butler Community College in El Dorado, Kansas. He was there from 2020 to 2022, appearing in 33 games, 20 as a starter. He went 10-7 with 3 complete games. 116 1/3 innings. And we've seen success from a lot of former Grizzlies players that had success where they started at a smaller college that maybe not a lot of people have heard of in the Midwest. As there's a ground ball to the third baseman Messenger, over to the second, over to first, and it is a fielder's choice. They couldn't get two there. Miller beats out the throw on the fielder's choice. He goes 5-4. Was slowly developed, but Messenger, a great throw over there. Mendez, a great throw over to first, did not get there in time. And he'll bring up Milcar Perez, a sac fly with an RBI in his second at bat of the contest. So two outs now. But the player I was talking about was Mason Green, who spent a little bit of time last year in a Fresno uniform before he was sent to high Spokane, as that ball is lifted and out of play, and the count at 0-1. And Mason Green was a starter, went to a small school out in Missouri. And Mason Green became one of the top starters for the Fresno rotation. All it takes is a chance. That's all it takes. So Braxton Hyde going to write his own story. The Butler Community College product. Here comes the 0-1. And that is a called strike. And the count at 0-2 to Perez. Perez reached on an error and scored back in the first inning. The Nuts scored 5 runs in that first inning off a Colin Davis grand slam and that error. Davis waits on deck. Here's the 0-2, and that's a ground ball. The second baseman Mendez stays down on it. Over to first, and Braxton Hyde has a clean bottom of the fourth. The Grizzlies still trail 6-2. We head to the fifth. You're listening to Grizzlies Baseball and Stream, guys. FresnoGrizzlies.com and the Bally Live app.
For the early-to-rise road trippers, the late-night truck drivers, or even the bucket list checking baseball fans, your Wyndham is waiting, no matter who you are, where you're going, or why. With 24 trusted brands to choose from, like La Quinta, Days Inn, and Super 8, there's a hotel by Wyndham for everyone. Wyndham Hotels and Resorts, the official hotel of minor league baseball. Get the lowest price at WyndhamHotels.com. Restrictions apply. Visit website for more details.
There's a weekend in July where the baseball world revolves around a village in upstate New York. Baseball Hall of Fame Induction Weekend in Cooperstown is an unforgettable experience filled with family-friendly activities and priceless moments.
Make your plans today for July 21st through the 24th for the induction of Fred McGriff and Scott Rolen as the class of 2023. Visit baseballhall.org today for the entire schedule. See you in Cooperstown, where the journey becomes legend.
Welcome back to Modesto, California, here at John Thurman Field. Top of the fifth inning, the Grizzlies trail 6-2 to Modesto Nuts. As PV House back out, he will take on Mendez, Ritter, and Bouguerin. As Mako Abed Le Provence apartment homes of the Dominion is raising the standards where people live, work, and play. Located at 1325 East Fox Hill Drive, Le Provence is one of Fresno's most luxurious 1 and 2 bedroom apartments. Visit their website at leprovenceapts.com, leprovenceapts.com, and come discover the provincial lifestyle that is waiting for you. Mako Abbott and Le Provence, a proud sponsor of your Fresno Grizzlies, here in the top of the fifth. First pitch is fouled off on the bunt attempt from Luis Mendez. It went off his shin, I believe. So counted 0-1 to Mendez, who flew out to left field in his first at bat. As we're in the top of the fifth inning, 6-1, Modesto leads Fresno. Here's the pitch, and that is swung on and missed. Good pitch on the inner part of the plate, and the count at 0-2. As Mendez didn't keep his head square on that one. As here comes the 1-1. Or it's 0-2. Excuse me, now it's 1-2. Did it hit him? It did. Mendez hit by the pitch. That's the second hit by pitch now that PV House has had. He hasn't walked a batter yet. And he'll bring up Ryan Ritter. Ritter, 1-for-2, a home run back in the third inning. He has 8 homers this season. And Ryan Ritter has been a dangerous hitter for the Grizzlies all year long. Ranked among the top 10 in the California League hitting leaderboard. He is now 3rd in homers with 8. 4th in extra base hits with 15. As here comes the pitch to him, it's a called strike. The count at 0-1. He is 5th in slugging percentage, just over .500. 6th in RBI with 24. And 8th in OPS at .915. Here comes the 0-1 to Ritter. And a ball outside. Good pitch there by PV House. The count now at 1-1. Runner at first, no one down here in the 5th inning. The Grizzlies trail 6-2. Here at John Thurman Field. As here's the pitch, and Ritter takes a big hack, comes up empty. The count now at 1-2 here at John Thurman Field. As the fans, great crowd on hand, was expecting a sellout tonight. A lot of people here at John Thurman Field. The fans are pretty much right on top of both dugouts. The Grizzlies dugout on the third base side. Modesto's on the first base side. Here's the 1-2. And it is line to center field, a base hit. Ritter is 2-for-3, has 2 legs of the cycle, as here comes Jesus Bouguerin. Ritter rips that one to center field. Mendez up to second base. Fresno has now 1 hit in every inning so far. I'm going to bring up Jesus Bouguerin's 0-for-2, a 7-game hit streak so far for Bouguerin, as he looks to extend it right here. 2 triples last night tied a franchise record as he comes to the plate. As we said, the Grizzlies dug out on the third base side. They are completely now in the shade. Here's the pitch to Bouguerin and a ground ball, and it's going to go foul. And Cesar Galvez makes the play. The count at 0-1. If you go around the Grizzlies bullpen, out in the corner just shy of that left field line, very close to that left field line indeed, as here comes the 0-1 to Bouguerin as PV House comes set around the belt. Mendez leads from second. Here's the pitch, and it swung on. It gets away from the catcher. Mendez to third. Ritter to second on the wild pitch. Bouguerin swinging wildly on that one. So now second and third with no one out. If you go down the left field line, though, it's 312 feet. If you continue across the outfield wall, you'll see lots of signage, outfield wall signage. You'll see the American flag next to their big video board out in left center field. That is where that Colin Davis grand slam left the yard back in the first inning for Modesto. As here comes the 1-1 to Bugarin, and he swings and misses. And that's actually strike three. The count was actually at 0-2, so Bugarin down on strikes. Third strikeout for PV House, two against Bugarin. And with one away, here comes the left fielder and Jake Snyder. 1-for-2 with a single for Snyder as he looks to cut into this deficit. You continue to go along that wall out at John Thurman Field. You'll hit center field where it's 400 a dead center. You'll see the batter's eye and the pitch clock as well. As here comes the pitch to Jake Snyder, and it's a called strike, and the count at 0-1. You continue to waltz yourself down, continue to right center field, where it's 370 feet. By the way, left center is 393, just a heads up there. As here's the pitch to Snyder in the dirt, the count now at 2 balls and no strikes. And then all the way down the right field line where the Modesto bullpen awaits as well, it's 319 feet. So very big to both left and right center. Center field 400 and then very shallow down the left and right field lines. But with a lot of wind tonight, the ball has been carrying. We've seen it already with a couple home runs. Here's the 1-1, and Snyder ground ball to the shortstop Young. This will score a run. It's now 6-3 as Snyder's retired. Mendez scores. Up to third goes Ritter. It goes 6-3, and Snyder's credited with an RBI. Run scores as well, so 6-3 now. Fresno continuing to cut into this lead. They have now scored one run in three straight innings. And here comes Parker Kelly with a runner at third and two outs. Kelly 0-2. He struck out back in the fourth inning. As here comes the pitch, and that is a check swing. He did go around. The count at 0-1. But John Thurman Field, as we said, about an hour and 30 minutes from Fresno. Small but beautiful ballpark. As here comes the 0-1, and it swung on a miss. The count at 0-2. We're just above the fans here on the upper level. There's bleachers right below us, so I could really high-five a fan if I wanted to in my spot. But if you want to ever check it out, if you're a Grizzlies fan, to come watch your team play, it's a nice little drive from Growlifornia. And here comes the 0-2 to Parker Kelly. And that is swung on and missed, and that will end the inning. An RBI ground out from Jake Snyder scores Luis Mendez. Ryan Ritter also a single in the frame. Grizzlies trail 6-3. We have the bottom of the fifth. You're listening to Grizzlies Baseball on stream, guys. FresnoGrizzlies.com and the Bally Live app.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that'll bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your visit today at baseballhall.org.
20 years in the making. It's Chuck Chancy Gold's $1.5 million celebration. Starting May 1st, earn entries as you play to win a share of $45,000 and your chance at $1 million every Thursday and Friday. Earn base points to swipe to win daily prizes, and every Saturday you could win $1,000 in lucky kiosk cash. On June 30th, win your share of $75,000 cash guaranteed. Only at Chuck Chancy Gold Resort and Casino. Feel the fun.
Welcome back to Modesto, California, here at John Thurman Field. Bottom the fifth inning, the Grizzlies trail the Nuts 6-3. Wyndham Hotels and Resorts, a proud sponsor of Minor League Baseball and your Fresno Grizzlies. Go to Wyndham Hotels and Resorts' website to book your next stay. Great and new amenities, great cost, and friendly family fun for you at Wyndham Hotels and Resorts. Go to their website, a proud sponsor of Minor League Baseball, and your Fresno Grizzlies here in the bottom of the fifth. So we thank Wyndham Hotels and Resorts for a proud sponsor of your Fresno Grizzlies. Braxton Hyde, three pitches, fastball, slider, changeup. He's back on the bump. Against Colin Davis, who hit a grand slam back in the first. And the first pitch is actually a bunt attempt from Davis. And they count it 0-1 to Davis. Davis, that grand slam in the first inning, part of a five-run inning for Modesto. Right now, that is the difference maker. The Grizzlies slowly creeping themselves back in this game as he swings and misses on a slider. They counted 0-2. They're in the bottom of the fifth. Here comes the 0-2 from Hyde. It's in the dirt. The count at 1-2 to Colin Davis. We're talking about John Thurman Field, the beautiful ballpark here in Modesto. The final thing I'll say about this ballpark, a lot of beautiful trees on the outside of right field, as that's a slowly hit ground ball. The third baseman Messenger across the diamond in time. It goes 5-3, and Davis is retired. He was 1-for-1 with that grand slam coming to that at bat. But here's Tatum Levins, who's 1-for-2 with a single. But those trees out there and all around the outfield, beyond the outfield wall here at Modesto. Beautiful ballpark as well, but nothing like Chansey Park out in Fresno, California. Here's the pitch, and that is sky to left field and out of play. And the count at 0-1 to Levins. Speaking of Chansey Park, next week the Grizzlies are back home to take on the Stockton Ports, another California League Northern Division foe, for a six-game series. It will be the third time that these two teams will have met up this season, and they have played a lot of very close and fun games as that pitch is fouled off. They counted 0-2. Stockton has already taken three of the first four against San Jose this week in the first-place Giants. We'll give you scores a little bit later in the California League, so we'll give you an update a little bit later in that contest. As here comes the 0-2 now to Levins. And it's high in the count now at 1-2. But next week, they're in town starting on May 23rd. As here's the 1-2, and it's outside. And the count now at 2 balls and 2 strikes. So they'll be here on May 23rd, 11:05 a.m. first pitch. Caleb Franzen expected to get the start. The 2-2 is laced to left field, and it will go fair into the left field corner. Levin's looking for extra bases, and he will stand up with a one-out double. He's 2-for-3 now. That is now the sixth hit for Modesto, and he'll bring up the center fielder in Miguel Perez. Again, on May 23rd, 11:05 a.m. first pitch against the Stockton Ports. It's making the grade, where schools around the Central Valley are rewarded for their hard work in the classroom. Kids, teachers, and administrators get to learn how to eat healthy and stay active through fun skits, videos, and more during the game. Parker T. Bear, some of the players, and some of our proud corporate sponsors will talk all about eating healthy and staying active. Here comes a pitch from Hyde, and that is lace foul from Perez. The count at 0-1. The kids, teachers, and administrators were given free tickets and lunches courtesy of the Fresno Grizzlies and our amazing corporate partners. It's also 2-for-Tuesdays presented by Toyota. Grab 2-for-1 field box tickets and take advantage of both $2 sodas and $2 novelty ice cream. As that pitch is fouled off, the count at 0-2. And I was a little bit disappointed here in Modesto. I went to get some ice cream prior to tonight's game. It's warm outside, so I thought, oh, something nice and cold. And unfortunately, they were all sold out. So, didn't get any ice cream tonight. I'll try again tomorrow. I really want the cookies and cream ice cream. Count is 0-2 to Miguel Perez. But again, Tuesday, May 23rd, 11:05 a.m. for our final Making the Grade. Here's the pitch, and it's a ground ball to the shortstop, Perez. He will throw it to first, and it's in time for the second out. Perez was hustling down the line, but great throw from Perez. Levins does not advance, and with two outs, here comes Brett Rodriguez. On Wednesday, May 24th, Game 2 of the six-game series against the Ports, it's What a Deal Wednesday, presented by Island Water Park. Two reserve tickets, two Island Water Park tickets, valid Monday through Thursday, two hot dogs and two sodas, a $120 value for just $34. That is a steal. As here comes the pitch from Hyde, and that is low on the count at 1-0. Again, that is Wednesday, May 24th at 6:50 p.m. What a Deal Wednesday, presented by Island Water Park. On Thursday, May 25th, is Tioga Thursdays and Ladies Night. As here comes the 1-0 from Hyde as he looks back the runner. The pitch is low and the count at 2-0. A 6:50 p.m. first pitch. Ladies, get in for free. Additional drink and food specials in the Fresno Social and the Kodiak Club. You also can have two 19.2-ounce Tioga beers for just $10 for Tioga Thursday and Ladies Night. Thursday, May 25th at 6:50 p.m. That pitch is inside, the count at 3-0. On Friday, May 26th, a 6:50 p.m. first pitch, it's Fresno Tacos Night, presented by Premier Valley Bank, with Friday night fireworks presented by Toyota. Alternate jerseys will be worn. Our Fresno Tacos jerseys are back in action, because that's a cold strike. The count at 3-1. And of course, Friday night fireworks post-game presented by Toyota. Some of the taco trucks that will be there include Taco Truck Throwdown winner Tacos La Vaporella, Yas Fish Tacos, and Patron Tacos as well. Here comes the 3-1, and that is high ball four as Rodriguez will draw the walk. That is now the seventh walk by Fresno pitching, and it'll bring up the shortstop in Cole Young. Two outs, first and second. But that is Friday, May 26th, Fresno Tacos Night, presented by Premier Valley Bank, with Friday Night Fireworks presented by Toyota. On Saturday, May 27th, cruise around the world with Lowriders de Fresno Night. Another alternate jersey night as well. The Grizzlies already 1-0 as the Lowriders this season. That pitch is outside, the count at 1-0. So alternate jerseys, cruising around the world with Lowriders de Fresno. Part of Copa de la Diversión in minor league baseball. Here's the 1-0, and that is swung on and fouled off, and the count at 1-1. And then finally, to finish the series at 1:05 p.m. on Sunday, May 28th, is Picklepalooza. Pickle-themed events throughout the game. It's also a Save Mart Sunday with kids run the bases post-game with free ice cream from Producer's Dairy. Now, the real question is, I wonder if I could have pickle-flavored ice cream. If you can make that happen, I will try it on the air on Sunday. Here comes the 1-1 from Braxton Hyde, and that is high in the count at 2-1. But again, six games next week, promotions that are out of this world, from the Fresno Tacos to Ladies Night to Lowriders de Fresno, Picklepalooza, Making the Grade, What a Deal Wednesday, Tioga Thursday. You can't miss any of those games next week as the Stockton Ports are in town, the single-A affiliate of the Oakland Athletics. That pitch is outside. It's now 3-1. Make sure you get your tickets now at FresnoGrizzlies.com. You also can come down to our box office, or you can call 559-320-4487, and one of our Grizzlies representatives can help you out. As here comes the 3-1, and Hyde will check on the runner back at second and Levins. Now, besides the promotions, we have a lot of on-field entertainment, amenities all around the ballpark, from our Fresno Social to the Splash Park presented by Community Medical Centers. And, of course, the new playing surface and our new video board for the 25th season of Grizzlies baseball. That pitch is high, and Young draws the walk. That will load the bases. Up to third goes Levins. To second goes Rodriguez. That's now two walks this inning. Eight walks now for Fresno. And here comes Steve Solis, and I think that's it for Braxton Hyde, as we'll have a new Grizzlies pitcher with two outs here in the fifth inning. The Grizzlies trail 6-3. Here in the sixth inning, that will do it for Braxton Hyde. It'll be a new pitcher for the Grizzlies. When we come back, we'll talk more about Grizzlies promotions. You're listening to Grizzlies Baseball on Stream, guys. FresnoGrizzlies.com and the Bally Live app.
Grab the keys to a new Toyota. Fun is in full bloom this spring. Longer days mean longer drives. Seize the season in a brand new Toyota. Get low 3.99% APR financing on 2023 RAV4, Corolla, Highlander, and Camry. No, grab the keys, come on, let's go. Toyota, let's go places.
Offer available through TFS to buyers with premium rated credit. Excludes hybrids and RAV4 Prime and 5223.
For the early to rise road trippers, the late night truck drivers,
or even the bucket list checking baseball fans, your Wyndham is waiting, no matter who you are, where you're going, or why. With 24 trusted brands to choose from, like La Quinta, Days Inn, and Super 8, there's a hotel by Wyndham for everyone. Wyndham Hotels and Resorts, the official hotel of minor league baseball. Get the lowest price at WyndhamHotels.com. Restrictions apply. Visit website for more details.
Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the App or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
Welcome back to Modesto, California, here at John Thurman Field. We're still in the bottom of the fifth inning. Modesto leads Fresno 6-3. Two outs, bases loaded. Felix Ramirez will take over for Braxton Hyde, who is responsible for all three runners on base. Felix Ramirez has been one of the best relievers out of the Grizzlies bullpen this season, will take the ball. So two outs in the inning as he will take on Josh Hood, who is 1-for-2 with two runs tonight. And the first pitch is a strike from the sidearm lefty in the count at 0-1. Ramirez is 6'4", 175 pounds. He's 23 years old from Sabana de la Mar, Dominican Republic. As the 0-1 is fouled off and the count now at 0-2. Ramirez now ahead in the count here. We'll see what he gives to Josh Hood on the 0-2. Ramirez, a 1.35 ERA. He has been electric out of the bullpen. A tough angle to hit from the left-hander. Three-quarters kind of delivery and tall, lanky lefty. The ball gets on you in a hurry. That last pitch was registered at 92 to Josh Hood. As Ramirez will come set, here's his 0-2, and it's inside. Good block there from Ordonez, and the count at 1-2. We were talking about the promotions at Chansey Park, and the last thing I wanted to mention, besides, of course, buying your tickets at FresnoGrizzlies.com, a lot of new amenities for the 25th season of Grizzlies baseball, a new playing field as well. As that is called strike three, and Ramirez gets out of the jam. The Grizzlies trail 6-3. Let's head to six and see if the Grizzlies can make a comeback victory tonight. You're listening to them on stream, guys. FresnoGrizzlies.com and the Bally Live app.
There's a weekend in July where the baseball world revolves around a village in upstate New York. Baseball Hall of Fame Induction Weekend in Cooperstown is an unforgettable experience filled with family-friendly activities and priceless moments. Make your plans today for July 21st through the 24th for the induction of Fred McGriff and Scott Rowland as the class of 2023. Visit baseballhall.org today for the entire schedule. See you in Cooperstown, where the journey becomes legend.
Grab the keys to a new Toyota. Fun is in full bloom this spring. Longer days mean longer drives. Seize the season in a brand new Toyota. Get low 3.99% APR financing on 2023 RAV4, Corolla, Highlander, and Camry.
No, grab the keys, come on, let's go.
Toyota. Let's go places.
Offer available through TFS to buyers with premium rated credit. Excludes hybrids and RAV4 Prime and 5223.
Welcome back to Modesto, California, here at John Thurman Field. Top of the sixth inning, the Grizzlies trail the Nuts 6-3. Andy Perez, Jesus Ordonez, Robbie Martin due up against the right-hander and Shaden Peavyhouse, who's back out for his sixth inning of work. Felix Ramirez striking out Josh Hood to end the sixth inning. So Braxton Hyde, an inning and two-thirds. One hit, three walks, did not strike out a batter, but no runs allowed as Felix Ramirez picks up a big strikeout to end the inning. So Andy Perez will lead things off. The 18-year-old looks to get things started. From the righty in Shaden Peavyhouse, he'll work from the full windup, and here comes the pitch from the right-hander. And a bunt attempt, and that ball goes foul towards the Grizzlies' dugout. The count of no balls and a strike. We're talking about Grizzlies baseball promotions next week against the Stockton Portsmouth. Going on right now at Chuck Chansey Park in downtown Fresno is Tequila Fest. As all of a sudden, Andy Perez is heading back to the dugout. I'm trying to see what happened there, and they just called Andy Perez out. I don't know exactly what the call was there. Maybe he stepped and had a batter's interference. All right, so one pitch and one out. All right, so now here's Jesus Ordonez, and that's a called strike. So I don't really know what happened there. The umpires didn't let us know or anything. As here comes the pitch from PV House, and that is inside, and the count of 1-1. Maybe Perez was out of the box. Again, we have no idea what just happened. No word from the umpires as well. Steve Sleaze tried to get an explanation, but we don't know exactly what it is. As here comes the 1-1, and it's outside. And the count now at 2-1 to Ordonez. So Perez was called out. I don't know if it was a strikeout. I don't know if he was... I don't really know what to put in my book here. As here comes the 2-1. And that's a ground ball. The backhand by Milcar Perez. Over to first. It's in time. Two outs now. Goes 5-3. And here comes the right fielder in Robbie Martin. So Robbie Martin now to the play. He is 2-for-2. An RBI double back in the fourth inning. And I believe that they're just going to say it's batter's interference. I think that's what you're going to have to say is what it is. As that's a ground ball to the second baseman. Hood over to first. That's a quick inning for PV House. We'll try to figure out exactly what happened to Andy Perez. We had the bottom of the sixth inning. You're listening to Grizzlies Baseball on Stream Guys, FresnoGrizzlies.com and the Bally Live app.
For the early to rise road trippers, the late night truck drivers, or even the bucket list checking baseball fans, your Wyndham is waiting, no matter who you are, where you're going, or why. With 24 trusted brands to choose from, like La Quinta, Days Inn, and Super 8, there's a hotel by Wyndham for everyone. Wyndham Hotels and Resorts, the official hotel of minor league baseball. Get the lowest price at WyndhamHotels.com. Restrictions apply. Visit website for more details.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that'll bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your visit today at baseballhall.org.
Welcome back to Modesto, California here at John Thurman Field. We're in the bottom of the sixth inning, and we are still guessing on what happened to Andy Perez, who was called out after a bunt attempt went foul. And what we're assuming was some kind of either he stepped on the plate or some kind of batter's interference. I believe that he could have stepped on the plate. That is what our guess is going to be. So he was ruled out initially to start the inning. It was a 1-2-3 inning for Shaden Peavy House. So now we're in the bottom of the sixth inning. Modesto leads Fresno 6-3 here at John Thurman Field in Modesto, California. Felix Ramirez back out as he'll take on Gabe Moncada to lead things off. Moncada has reached three times as he fouls that first pitch. Two walks and a single for Moncada. As the count is 0-1. But as we were saying before, we got very confused about what happened at the plate. As here's the 0-1 from Ramirez, and that pitch fouled off towards the Grizzlies' dugout. The count at 0-2. Tequila Fest is going on right now at Chuck Chansey Park in downtown Fresno. If you don't have your tickets, tonight is it. Go down the ballpark right now and get your last-second ticket to see T.I., Lil Jon, and Rick Ross perform at Chuck Chansey Park. Tequila tastings, food vendors, and more, and it's an event unlike any other. The count is 0-2 to Gabe Moncada as he fouls that pitch off. Here comes the next pitch from the lefty, Ramirez, and yes, he did go around. Ordonez will tag Moncada for the out. Two batters, two strikeouts for Felix Ramirez, and he'll bring up the catcher in Andrew Miller. So four strikeouts now for Fresno pitching, as Felix Ramirez, who's just been probably the best pitcher out of the Grizzlies' bullpen before Bryce McGowan was sent up to High A Spokane. This year, Felix Ramirez is appearing in his 13th game, as that's a strike, the count at 0-1. He is 1-0, a 1.29 ERA. He has four holds on the year, 18 strikeouts over a 13 and a third. He is a returner to the Grizzlies' pen, joined on the back half of last season. Has been probably the number one lefty option for Mark Brewer in the Fresno bullpen. As here comes the 1-1, and that pitch is a called strike, and the count at 1-2. 93 from Ramirez down in the zone. A tough read right there against Andrew Miller, who is 0 for 2. Here comes the 1-2, and that is a breaking ball, and it's going to be grounded softly to the third baseman Messenger. The bare hand to first, not in time. Miller reaches first base on the infield single. Seven hits now for Modesto, and he'll bring up the third baseman in Milcar Perez. Great effort from Messenger, who barehanded that slow ground ball. Really, that was the only play that he could have done there, but Miller, the good speed there, and he'll bring up now Milcar Perez, a sacrifice fly back in the second inning. So Perez now to the plate. Grizzlies trail 6-3. The Grizzlies have nine outs to play with, and the stat that we are very excited to talk about will come up next half inning. We'll also give you scores around the California League as well. Here's the pitch, and that is low in the count at 1-0. Tight strike zone from home plate umpire David Sabol. The Grizzlies tonight have eight walks. Uncharacteristic from a Mark Brewer squad. As a check on the runner at Miller back at first, he's back safely with a head first dive. The count remains at 1-0. Dusk starting to set here at John Thurman Field. A beautiful night for baseball. 83 degrees at first pitch. Absolutely perfect weather. Here comes the 1-0, and that is outside. And the count at 2 balls and 0 strikes. The Grizzlies and the Nuts will conclude their series tomorrow afternoon at 2:05 p.m. The Grizzlies and the Nuts have split the first four games of this series. That pitch is in there for a strike. And the count now at 2-1. Great Saturday night crowd here to watch two California League Northern Division foes. Modesto at 19-18. Fresno at 20-17. Here comes the 2-1 from Ramirez. And that is inside, and the count now at 3 balls and a strike. Good location there against Perez, who's hitting from the right side for the first time this evening. The switch hitter, first lefty he's seen as well. As here comes the 3-1, and that is lifted and it goes foul. And the count now at 3 balls and 2 strikes. As the Grizzlies and the Nuts battle it out here in the bottom of the sixth inning. Have you listening, wherever you're listening, thanks for tuning in tonight. Ramirez will come set. Here comes his 3-2 offering to Milcar Perez. And that is inside, ball four. Miller up to second. Perez up to first on the walk. That is 9 walks now for Fresno. As it brings up the right fielder, Colin Davis, with one out. Davis, a grand slam back in the first inning. That is the difference maker so far here in the bottom of the sixth inning. As Colin Davis now to the dish. 9 walks for Fresno, by the way. As now we have a mound visit from the catcher, Jesus Ordonez. But team pitching this year, that is now the most walks allowed by the Grizzlies pitching staff this season. They had 8 as their high before. As here comes the first pitch to Colin Davis. 1-for-2, and he swings and misses. The count at 0-1. Davis, a .218 batting average, .765 OPS. Here's the pitch, and it is inside. The count at 1-1. Again, Davis the ball, the home plate umpire, very tight strike zone this evening. Don't know his exact chart of how close pitches are, but from my vantage point, a lot of these pitches look good on both sides of the ball. And here comes the 1-1, and that is lifted, and it goes foul. And the count now at 1-2. Melcar Perez, the runner at first. Andrew Miller, the runner at second. One out here in the sixth inning. The Grizzlies trail 6-3. They gave 5 runs in the first and a run in the second. The Grizzlies have scored a run in the third, fourth, and fifth. One in each inning. There's the 1-2. That's outside. The count now at 2 balls and 2 strikes. As the Grizzlies trying to get something here, Ramirez would hate to walk another batter. 2 balls, 2 strikes, 1 out. Ramirez checks back the runner. Here's the pitch, and it's skied way high in the air. This is on the diamond. The first baseman, Parker Kelly, comes over, and he will make the play. That ball drifted on him a little bit, but he reaches up for the second out. And it'll bring up the DH and Tatum Levins, who is 2-for-3. Levins, a double in his previous at-bat. He singled back in the first inning when Modesto brought 10 batters to the plate. And if you would have said that Fresno was in striking distance here in the sixth inning after trailing 6-0, oh, man. Here's the pitch, and it's a ground ball, and it's going to go foul just to the right side of the bag as Parker Kelly was there, and the count at 0-1. As the Grizzlies, if you look at the numbers tonight, they've only allowed 7 hits but 9 walks. On the other side, they only have 5 hits and no walks. Here's the pitch, and it's a called strike. Good pitch there from Ramirez. 94, painting the outer part of the plate, and the count now at 0-2. So no balls, 2 strikes. Ramirez looking for the punch out here of Levins with 2 outs here in the 6th inning. Here's the 0-2, and that is low, and the count now at 1-2. Stay tuned for the fun stat that we always talk about for the Grizzlies when it comes to the 7-8-9. Stay tuned for the California League scores around the league. And stay tuned for our postgame show as well. Here comes the 1-2, and that is outside, just missed, and the count now at 2-2. Good location again from Ramirez, who's just missing. That ball just missed, apparently, on the outer part of the plate. So 2 balls, 2 strikes, 2 outs. Here's the pitch, and it's way outside. The count now full. The runners will take off once the pitch is thrown. Miller, the runner at second. Perez, the runner at first. 2 outs here in the sixth. The Grizzlies trail 6-3 to the Modesto Nuts. Modesto looking for some insurance runs as the Grizzlies slowly trying to get back into this game. So 3-2. Here it is. And it swung on and missed, and Ramirez out of the jam was his 3rd strikeout of the contest. We head to the 7th. The Grizzlies still trail 6-3. The Combat Claws are ready to come out. You're listening to Grizzlies Baseball and Stream Guys, FresnoGrizzlies.com, and the Bally Live app.
20 years in the making. It's Chuck Chancy Gold's $1.5 million celebration. Starting May 1st, earn entries as you play to win a share of $45,000 and your chance at $1 million every Thursday and Friday. Earn base points to swipe to win daily prizes, and every Saturday you could win $1,000 in lucky kiosk cash. On June 30th, win your share of $75,000 cash guaranteed. Only at Chuck Chancy Gold Resort and Casino. Feel the fun.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. see priceless treasures that'll bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your visit today at baseballhall.org. There's a weekend in July where the baseball world revolves around a village in upstate New York. Baseball Hall of Fame Induction Weekend in Cooperstown is an unforgettable experience filled with family-friendly activities and priceless moments. Make your plans today for July 21st through the 24th for the induction of Fred McGriff and Scott Rowland as the class of 2023. Visit baseballhall.org today for the entire schedule. See you in Cooperstown, where the journey becomes legend.
Welcome back to Modesto, California, here at John Thurman Field. The Grizzlies trail the Modesto Nuts 6-3 here in the top of the seventh inning. Skylar Messenger will lead things off against the right-hander and Shaden Peavyhouse, who's back out for the seventh inning. And remember, Peavyhouse led the California League in innings, so we're not surprised to see him here in the seventh as the first pitch is inside and high. The count at 1-0. All right, time for our fun stat that we always like to talk about through innings 7-9. Over their past 13 games, where the Grizzlies are 9-4, that pitch is outside, the count at 2-0. The Grizzlies have scored 49 of their 72 runs in their final three innings, innings 7-9. In that span, Fresno has recorded 27 runs in the eighth inning. The Grizzlies have enjoyed five comeback victories of their nine wins, including two walk-offs at Chancy Park, as that ball is lined foul down the left field line and out of play. The count now at 2-1. Action now in the Grizzlies' pen, and Felix Ramirez the one protecting the catcher. So Felix Ramirez is done for the night. So it'll be a new Grizzlies pitcher in the next inning. As here comes the 2-1, and that's a ground ball, and it goes foul again towards the Grizzlies' bullpen. So count now at 2-2. So Felix Ramirez, though, he was fantastic for Fresno. An inning and a third for him. As now Skylar Messenger will have to battle here. The count is 2-2 to him. Here's the pitch from Peavyhouse, and the check swing. Did it go around? No, and the count now full 3-2. Felix Ramirez keeping the Grizzlies in this contest. As here comes the 3-2 from Peavyhouse, and Messenger fouls that one off the end of the bat towards the first base bag. The count remains 3-2. So 3-2 here in the top of the seventh. As we get ready, see if that stat again comes true for the Grizzlies. Here comes the 3-2. And that's a check swing. Did he go around? No, he didn't. And a leadoff walk. Messenger reaches for the first time tonight. First walk by Peavyhouse. So Messenger now 0-2 with the walk. And it brings up second baseman Luis Mendez. Mendez was hit by a pitch, came around to score back in the fifth inning. So 0-1. The Grizzlies, this is the spot they want to be in. Mendez, a very good hitter. Ryan Ritter waits on deck. Here's the pitch. And it gets away from the catcher. Up to second base goes Messenger. I believe that's a wild pitch, as Miller had to go chase after that ball. And the count at 1-0. As the Grizzlies trying to get back in this one, trailing 6-3. If you left when it was 5-0 in the first inning, you're coming back now. You've missed a lot. 1-0 the count to Mendez. Here's the pitch. And a bunt attempt right back to the pitcher, Peavyhouse. The bare hand, the throw, and it's not there. It gets away, and scoring is Messenger, and it's 6-4. So Messenger comes around to score. Peavyhouse trying to get Mendez. It hits, I believe, Mendez on the foot. I believe that's going to be an error. Either way, it's 6-4. And here comes Ryan Ritter, who's 2-3, a home run and a single. A home run back in the third was his eighth of the year. Here's a mound visit by the pitching coach in Jake Witt. So a runner at first as Messenger comes around to score on a walk, wild pitch, and then the air, I believe. So the Grizzlies have now cut it to two here in the seventh inning. And again, the stat stays true. The Grizzlies have now scored 50 of their 76 runs in innings 7 through 9. That is unbelievable. That stat is going to stay true for a very long time. As here comes Ryan Ritter, 6-4 here in the seventh. So Ryan Ritter now to the plate, 2-for-3, the DH this evening. Back-to-back nights with multiple hits. Here's the pitch to Ritter, and that's a high fly ball out to left center field, deep to center field, at the track, and this game is tied! Ryan Ritter has tied it with his second home run in the game. 9 home runs for Ritter, and we are knotted up at 6 here in the seventh. The second two home run game of the year. E.J. Andrews Jr. the first to do it, and now Ryan Ritter. And we are tied here in the seventh. And just like that, we are tied. Oh, my goodness. As Boo Green, a high pop-up. That's going to be on the first baseman, Moncada, who will make the play. So first pitch swinging, Moncada catches Boo Green. So Boo Green now 0-for-4 for the first out of the inning. So the Grizzlies have now scored 3 runs here in the seventh inning. This game is tied at 6. As here comes Jake Snyder, the left fielder. As here comes the manager, Zach Vincey, he will make the change. We will be back. The Grizzlies have come all the way back and have tied this game at 6. We'll be back, a barn burner here at John Thurman Field. You're listening to Grizzlies Baseball and Stream, guys. FreserGrizzlies.com and the Bally Live app.
There's a weekend in July where the baseball world revolves around a village in upstate New York. Baseball Hall of Fame induction weekend in Cooperstown is an unforgettable experience filled with family-friendly activities and priceless moments. Make your plans today for July 21st through the 24th for the induction of Fred McGriff and Scott Rowland as the class of 2023. Visit baseballhall.org today for the entire schedule. See you in Cooperstown, where the journey becomes legend.
20 years in the making. It's Chuck Chancy Gold's $1.5 million celebration. Starting May 1st, earn entries as you play to win a share of $45,000 and your chance at $1 million every Thursday and Friday. Earn base points to swipe to win daily prizes, and every Saturday you could win $1,000 in lucky kiosk cash. On June 30th, win your share of $75,000 cash guaranteed. Only at Chuck Chancy Gold Resort and Casino. Feel the fun.
Grab the keys to a new Toyota. Fun is in full bloom this spring. Longer days mean longer drives. Seize the season in a brand new Toyota. Get low 3.99% APR financing on 2023 RAV4, Corolla, Highlander, and Camry. No, grab the keys, come on, let's go. Toyota. Let's go places.
Offer available through TFS to buyers with premium rated credit. Excludes hybrids and RAV4 Prime and 5223.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that'll bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your visit today at baseballhall.org.
Welcome back to John Thurman Field here in Modesto, California. As Jake Snyder swings and misses to Troy Taylor, we are tied at 6 here in the seventh inning. Ryan Ritter has a 2-homer game, his 9th of the year now. We are tied at 6. The Grizzlies have come all the way back from trailing 6-0. As that pitch is low to Snyder. The count at 1-2. So the final line for starter Shaden Peavyhouse, 6 1/3, 7 hits, 6 runs, all earned, 1 walk. He hit 2 batters, struck out 4, but 2 home runs allowed to Ryan Ritter. The count now at 2-2 to Jake Snyder with 1 out here in the 7th inning. Here comes the pitch, and that is low, ball 3, and it's now 3-2 to Jake Snyder. The Grizzlies have scored half their runs here in the 7th inning. The stat continues to stay true. 52 of their 78 runs. Here's the 3-2, and it swung on and missed, and Snyder, actually, it was 3-1, so now 3-2. So 3 balls, 2 strikes, actually. So it was 3-1 initially. So Snyder still alive here with 1 out against the right-hander in Troy Taylor. Here's the pitch, and that is called strike 3, and Snyder down on strikes. Second out of the inning, and a bring up the first baseman in Parker Kelly. Kelly 0-for-3 with 2 strikeouts. Troy Taylor, second time we've seen him in this series. Taylor is 6 feet, 195 pounds. He's from Fontana, California, a 12th round draft pick by the Mariners in 2022. Here's the pitch, and that is high. And the count at 1-0. He went to UC Irvine, where he went 2-3 with a 3.82 ERA in his last season for the Anteaters. As here comes the 1-0. And it is a check swing. He did go around. The count of 1-1 to Parker Kelly. Kelly 0-for-3. Was hitless last night, but did reach base and score a run. He walked last night and did score the run. As he looks to break the 0-for-3 now in tonight's contest. Here's the pitch, and that's a fly ball out to right field. It's going to be playable and caught by the right fielder Davis to end the inning. The Grizzlies, though, score 3 runs, which include a 2-run homer from Ryan Ritter, his 2nd of the game. He is 3-for-4, and we are tied at 6 heading to the stretch. You're listening to Grizzlies Baseball on stream, guys, FreserGrizzlies.com and the Bally Live app.
20 years in the making. It's Chuck Chancy Gold's $1.5 million celebration. Starting May 1st, earn entries as you play to win a share of $45,000 and your chance at $1 million every Thursday and Friday. Earn base points to swipe to win daily prizes, and every Saturday you could win $1,000 in lucky kiosk cash. On June 30th, win your share of $75,000 cash guaranteed. Only at Chuck Chancy Gold Resort and Casino. Feel the fun.
Grab the keys to a new Toyota. Fun is in full bloom this spring. Longer days mean longer drives. Seize the season in a brand new Toyota. Get low 3.99% APR financing on 2023 RAV4, Corolla, Highlander, and Camry.
No, grab the keys, come on, let's go.
Toyota, let's go places.
Offer available through TFS to buyers with premium rated credit. Excludes hybrids and RAV4 Prime and 5223.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that'll bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your visit today at baseballhall.org.
Welcome back to Modesto, California, here at John Thurman Field. Stretch time here, bottom of the 7th, Saturday night baseball, game 5 of 6 between your Fresno Grizzlies and the Modesto Nuts. We are knotted up at 6, a barn burner of a game as Tyler Hoffman takes over for the left-hander Felix Ramirez. Ramirez an inning and a third, 1 hit, 1 walk, he struck out 3. No runs allowed as here comes the right-hander Tyler Hoffman now. The 4th pitcher out of the Fresno pen as that first pitch is way outside to Miguel Perez. And the count of 1-0. Perez is 0-for-2. He walked and was caught stealing back in the 3rd inning. Hoffman comes set around the belt. Here comes the 1-0 from the Tulane product. And that is off the glove of Ordonez. The count now at 2-0. Tyler Hoffman wears number 11 on the back of his gray jersey, 6 feet, 182 pounds, 23 years old, from Mobile, Alabama. A 17th round draft pick by the Rockies out of Tulane. Here comes the next pitch from Hoffman, and Perez, a high pop-up. This is going to drift into foul territory. It is going to be not playable for anyone as it drifts into the crowd. And the count now at 2-1. So Hoffman takes over now, and Hoffman has looked really good over his past couple of outings. Second time we've seen him in this series. And for Hoffman, he is appearing in his 12th game. He is 2-0, a 3.55 ERA. He's got one hold as well. 11 Ks over 12 and two-thirds innings. It's a count now at 2 balls and a strike. Here's the pitch, and it swung on and missed. The count now at 2-2. Good fastball there from Hoffman down in the zone at 94 miles per hour. 6-6 here in the bottom of the seventh inning. The Grizzlies have come back in this contest. They were trailing 6-0 after two. Here is the pitch from Hoffman. And it is a line drive, and it's caught by the second baseman, Mendez. Mendez up the middle towards the second base bag makes the play for the first out. And Miguel Perez is a line-out victim as here comes the left fielder in Brett Rodriguez. They're in the bottom of the seventh inning. It's Chauncey Gold's $1.5 million celebration. Play and earn drawing tickets daily. Drawings every Thursday and Friday where you can win a share of $45,000 every week for a chance at $1 million. Chauncey Gold is live entertainment inside Firehouse Lounge every Saturday evening. You must be 21. Chauncey Gold Resort and Casino, play with the best. And here in the bottom of the seventh, we thank Chauncey Gold Resort and Casino for being a proud sponsor of your Fresno Grizzlies. Here comes the 1-0 from Hoffman, and it's low in the count at 2 balls and no strikes. Stay tuned. We'll give you scores around the California League. We'll also give you an update on the Lake Elsinore Inland Empire situation. If you have not heard that story, we'll give you an update on that a little bit later in this contest. As here comes the 2-0 from Hoffman to Brett Rodriguez, who is 1-for-2. And that pitch is high. And the count now at 3-0. A couple times now we've seen Ordóñez not be able to handle the fastball from Hoffman. 94. Tons of life on it from Hoffman. Hoffman only 6 feet, 182 pounds, but really can throw a good fastball. Here's the 3-0, and that's way outside ball four as Ordóñez goes to go chase after it. Rodriguez has reached for the third time. For Fresno now, they have 10 walks. That is a team high, by the way, as they'll bring up the shortstop in Cole Young. Young 0-for-3, he walked back in the fifth inning. He's also grounded out, flew out, and popped up. So Cole Young, the leadoff hitter, as Hoffman comes set. Here's the pitch, and that is low in the count at 1-0. As Ordóñez now gets that ball back to Hoffman. 5 straight balls now thrown by Tyler Hoffman. 5 on the pitch clock. 4-3. Here's the pitch. And that's a called strike. And the count at 1-1. Good pitch from Hoffman on the outer part of the plate at 94. Cole Young is only 19 years old. One of the bright young stars in the Mariners system. Here's the pitch. And that is a check swing. Did he go around? No, he didn't. The count now at 2-1. Cole Young has not hit a home run yet this season, but an 812 OPS. Now, he's hit a bunch of triples as well, though. Continues to be a nuisance at the top of the lineup for Modesto this season. Here comes the 2-1, and there goes the runner. That's a high fly ball to right field, and that ball is caught on the warning track by Martin. Rodriguez will have to hustle back to first, and he's there. Martin, what a throw from the outfield. He was just shy of the wall out in right field. Young gave it a ride, but it's caught for the second out. As here comes the second baseman, Josh Hood, and if you're Tyler Hoffman, a big, big breath right there, fresh air. That ball was carrying deep to right. But it died just shy of that right field wall. Rodriguez was going on the play, hit a hustle all the way back to first base. As here's the pitch, and that swung on a miss down in the zone. The count at 0-1 to Josh Hood. Hood is 1-for-3 with 2 runs tonight. A single back in the second inning. He walked in the first. Modesto scored 5 runs in the first inning. Here's the pitch. And that's in the dirt. Good stop there from Ordonez. The count now at 1-1. From Tyler Hoffman, the right-hander. Tyler Hoffman talked a little bit with him this season about the struggles he had in college as being a starting pitcher. And then he became a relief pitcher and everything turned around for him. As here comes the 1-1. And there goes Rodriguez. And that gets away from Ordonez. And now staying a second is Rodriguez. I believe that's a stolen base. As he was off on the pitch. So 2 outs now. Runner at second. The count is 2-1. But it's something to really think about. A lot of the pitchers for the Grizzlies, at one point, were either a starting pitcher turned reliever or vice versa. Michael Persecki was a closer at Louisville. It's now one of the starters for Fresno. Well, you have guys like Braxton Hyde, Tyler Hoffman, who were starters in college and then turned relievers when they got to here. As that pitch was fouled off and the foul ball right above me. And the count now at 2-2. Or you think of guys like Brady Hill, Zach Agnos, who we could see later this evening, who were two-way players back in their college days. Brady Hill at Washington State, then San Jose State, Zach Agnos at East Carolina. Here's the 2-2, and that is a breaking ball, and it's going to be shot foul, and we'll do it again with the same count. But a lot of these pitchers have seen different scenarios, have worked in different scenarios. Sergio Sanchez was a starter when he first came up in the international system for the Rockies back in the Dominican Summer League. And now is a middle to long reliever. He's also been a setup guy. So different scenarios for all these pitchers. And Tyler Hoffman, he said he's found his success as a reliever. We'll see if he gets out of this inning. 2 balls, 2 strikes, 2 outs here in the 7th. Here's the pitch. And it's fouled off again to the backstop. Hood right on that pitch from Hoffman. 86 miles per hour on the slider there. By the way, it was a stolen base for Brett Rodriguez. So now 2-2, 2 outs again. Third steal for Rodriguez. As here comes the 2-2 offering from Hoffman to Hood. And that is high. Now a back pick to second. And they got him! Ordonez! They pick off Rodriguez at second to end the inning. As the Grizzlies will head into the 8th inning, tied at 6 here at John Thurman Field. We'll be back. You're listening to Grizzlies Baseball and Stream, guys. FresnoGrizzlies.com and the Bally Live app.
There's a weekend in July where the baseball world revolves around a village in upstate New York. Baseball Hall of Fame induction weekend in Cooperstown is an unforgettable experience filled with family-friendly activities and priceless moments. Make your plans today for July 21st through the 24th for the induction of Fred McGriff and Scott Rowland as the class of 2023. Visit baseballhall.org today for the entire schedule. See you in Cooperstown, where the journey becomes legend.
Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia,
you'll score rewards. Being a fan of minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the App or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
They say consistency is the key to success. They weren't wrong. So how about grabbing a beer that's consistently smooth, consistently refreshing, and consistently light? You might just find that the road to success can be pretty enjoyable. Michelob Ultra, the perfect balance of taste and refreshment, and only 2.6 carbs and 95 calories. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Enjoy responsibly. Anheuser-Busch Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
Welcome back to John Thurman Field here in Modesto, California. Top of the eighth inning, the Grizzlies and the Nuts are tied at six. Chris Jefferson will take over for Troy Taylor from Modesto. Troy Taylor, two-thirds of an inning, one strikeout. As Chris Jefferson will take over for the second time in this series for him, it'll be Perez, Ordonez, and Martin here in the top of the eighth. The Grizzlies have clawed back into this game. Three runs in the seventh. We'll see what they do here in the eighth as Perez swings and misses. And the count at 0-1. Yellow Dog Signs and Graphics is your one-stop shop for all custom-made signs, banners, wraps, and graphics here in the Central Valley. When you choose Yellow Dog, you're choosing premium, high-quality products and excellent customer service, all at a competitive price point. You can visit yellowdoggraphics.com to request a free quote or give them a call at 559-435, as that's a high fly ball to center field. It's playable, one out. This is a fly ball to center for the first out. Give them a call at 559-435-6263 today. Yellow Dog Signs and Graphics, bring your best ideas to life. And here in the top of the eighth inning, we thank Yellow Dog Signs and Graphics for being a proud sponsor of your Fresno Grizzlies. So with one out now, here comes Jesus Ordonez as Perez is retired. Here comes the first pitch from Jefferson, and it's a called strike. The count at 0-1. So Perez now 0-4. Here's Ordonez, 0-2 with a hit by pitch and a run. Here's the next one, and it's a line drive, base hit to center field. A one-out single. Ordonez continues to stay hot at the plate. Eight hits now for Fresno, as it brings to the right fielder, Robbie Martin. Martin, 2-for-3, an RBI double back in the fourth inning. As now we have a pinch runner, I believe, possibly coming out here for Ordonez. It is E.J. Andrews Jr., I believe, as the pinch runner. It is E.J. Andrews Jr. So pinch runner is E.J. Andrews. So we'll see what they do in the next half inning defensively as Martin swings and misses and the count at 0-1 to him. So pinch runner now. Andrews Jr., good speed. The count is 0-1 to Robbie Martin, who's 2-for-3. He's got three home runs this year. As that will be a check on E.J. Andrews, and he's back safely. The count at 0-1. Top of the eighth inning, 6-6 between Fresno and Modesto. The teams have split the first four games of this series. Here comes the 0-1, and that is low, and it gets away. Andrews Jr. sees that. He heads to second with no throw. So now runner in scoring position with one out. Robbie Martin has a chance for his second RBI. As the Grizzlies looking to add on to what they've done in the 7th through 9th over their past 13 games. 6-6 here in the top of the 8th inning. The Grizzlies have stormed back in this contest and now have a chance to take the lead here with one out in the eighth. Here's the pitch from Jefferson, and that's a high chopper. The first baseman Moncada, the flip to Jefferson covering in time. Andrews Jr. to third base. It goes 3-1, and it'll bring up the third baseman in Skylar Messenger. Now we have a pinch hitter. It's Bryant Betancourt. So Bryant Betancourt will now pinch hit here as he will come into the game. So Betancourt now 0-for-6 last night. We'll see what he does here with a runner at third. And the first pitch is a called strike, and the count at 0-1. So Messenger out of this game now. And now Bryant Betancourt here. He'll probably come in and do the catching now for Ordonez. As here comes the 0-1 from Jefferson with the runner at third. Here's the pitch. And it almost gets away. Good stop from the catcher in Miller. The count now at 1-1. Two outs here in the eighth. So Bryant Betancourt pinch hitting for Skyler Messenger. Messenger finishes his night 0-for-2 with a walk and a run. Betancourt 2-for-13 in this series, 0-for-6 last night. So he is due. Here's the 1-1, and Betancourt, low ground ball to second baseman. Hood throws it to first, and it's in time. And we head to the bottom of the eighth. The Grizzlies and the Nuts playing a barn burner of a game. Come on back. You're listening to Grizzlies Baseball and Stream, guys. FreserGrizzlies.com and the Bally Live app.
For the early to rise road trippers, the late night truck drivers, or even the bucket list checking baseball fans, your Wyndham is waiting, no matter who you are, where you're going, or why. With 24 trusted brands to choose from, like La Quinta, Days Inn, and Super 8, there's a hotel by Wyndham for everyone. Wyndham Hotels and Resorts, the official hotel of minor league baseball. Get the lowest price at WyndhamHotels.com. Restrictions apply. Visit website for more details.
They say consistency is the key to success. They weren't wrong. So how about grabbing a beer that's consistently smooth, consistently refreshing, and consistently light? You might just find that the road to success can be pretty enjoyable. Michelob Ultra, the perfect balance of taste and refreshment, and only 2.6 carbs and 95 calories. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Enjoy responsibly. Anheuser-Busch Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that'll bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your visit today at baseballhall.org.
20 years in the making. It's Chuck Chancy Gold's $1.5 million celebration. Starting May 1st, earn entries as you play to win a share of $45,000 and your chance at $1 million every Thursday and Friday. Earn base points to swipe to win daily prizes, and every Saturday you could win $1,000 in lucky kiosk cash. On June 30th, win your share of $75,000 cash guaranteed. Only at Chuck Chancy Gold Resort and Casino. Feel the fun.
Welcome back to Modesto, California here at John Thurman Field. Bottom of the eighth inning is the first pitch from Hoffman is a called strike to Josh Hood. Second inning of work now for Tyler Hoffman. The right-hander comes set. Here comes the next pitch from Hoffman to Josh Hood. And it's a breaking ball foul to the backstop and the count now at 0-2. Hood is 1-for-3. He walked and scored back in the first, singled and scored in the second, so two runs for Hood. So Betancourt now will stay in the game. He is now at first base. Now doing the catching and batting sixth is Cody Huff. And for moving from first to third is Parker Kelly, as that is a time clock violation on Hoffman. So count now at 1-2. As here comes the pitch, and that's a line drive to left center field. This could be extra bases. Hood rounds first. He's looking for two. Here's the throw. It's offline. It's a stand-up double for Josh Hood. And Modesto has a runner in scoring position here in the eighth. That is the eighth hit now, second by Hood, and here comes Gabe Moncada. 1-for-2 with two walks and a run. Is now a mound visit here. So Parker Kelly from first to third base. Parker Kelly will remain as the number four hitter. Cody Huff replaces E.J. Andrews Jr., who is the pinch runner for Jesus Ordonez. Now he catches, and he'll bat six. And Brian Betancourt remains in the game as the first baseman. He'll hit eighth for Fresno. As here's Gabe Moncada, the first baseman. Here in the bottom of the eighth, 6-6. Here's the pitch. And it gets away from Huff. No! I think they said it hit Moncada. And it hit him, actually. It was a hit by pitch there. So Hood will have to go back to second base. First and second now for Andrew Miller. Miller is 1-for-3. He has a run as well and a walk back in the first inning. As the Nuts trying to get something across in the bottom of the eighth. 6-6 here in the eighth. Here's a pitch from Hoffman, and that's a line drive over the third baseman, Kelly. That gets down, and the bases are loaded here from Modesto. As that ball got away from the catcher, and Parker Kelly, the third baseman, picks it up. So Hood to third, Moncada to second, Miller the single. And just like that, base is loaded. Nobody down for Milcar Perez. So Perez will come up. Base is loaded. Nobody down. It is loud here at John Thurman Field. Here in the bottom of the eighth, the Grizzlies in the ninth will have 9-1-2 in their lineup. Almost at the 3-hour mark tonight. 2 hours and 40 minutes or so. Here's the pitch. And that swung on and missed. The count at 0-1. The Grizzlies infield is playing just shy of that infield grass. So they're in, maybe a play at the plate. A big shift as the center fielder Bugarin is so far to the right. As that's a fly ball to left. Snyder ranges over. He makes the catch. Here comes Hood. Here's the throw. And now Modesto has the lead 7-6. Second sacrifice fly for Milcar Perez. Scoring from third is Hood. And Modesto leads 7-6. One out now as here comes the right fielder, Colin Davis. The grand slam back in the first, a 5-run inning for Modesto. That's been the difference maker so far. Here in the bottom of the eighth inning. As let's give you some scores around the California League. First, let's start with Inland Empire and Lake Elsinore, who had the last two games of their series canceled so far. We'll see if they play tomorrow. Yesterday around 4:20 p.m., there was a gas leak fire in the home clubhouse and two people were injured and airlifted to a local hospital. As that's a high pop-up, it goes foul. The count at 0-1. Now, it turns out that it was probably some workers working on something in the clubhouse about the gas as a whole probably, but didn't sound like any players or coaches or front office personnel were injured initially. Either way, prayers to the family and friends of the two people injured that are at the hospital. Here's the 0-1, and it's outside, and the count at 1-1. So that series have not been played over the past couple of games. Again, we send our best wishes and speedy recovery for the two injured in the gas leak in the home clubhouse at Lake Elsinore. There goes the runners. The throw by Huff is offline, and a double steal. Moncada takes third. Miller takes second. One out now as here comes the 1-1 to Colin Davis. So now the infield back in for Fresno as that eliminates a possibility of a double play. There's the 1-1 and that pitch is fouled down the right field line. The count now at 1-2. By the way, it wasn't Moncada. It was actually Curtis Washington Jr. It was Curtis Washington Jr. Seven to six here in the eighth as that ball is low. And the count now at 2-2. That's 9 stolen bases now for Curtis Washington Jr. with one out, second and third. Here's the pitch from Hoffman, and it's fouled off by Davis, who continues to battle. 7-6 now. Modesto has taken the lead here in the eighth inning. And the Grizzlies have one final chance. It'll be 9-1-2 in the Grizzlies' order. Where they want to be, though, it'll be Mendez, Ritter, Bugarin. Ritter's already homered twice. As here comes the 2-2 offering. And it is outside, ball three. Good location there from Hoffman. And it's called a ball. The next score in the California League is up in Banner Island Ballpark. Stockton leads San Jose 4-3 in the fifth inning. They've got two runners on for the Giants in that fifth. Here's the 3-2 now. And that's fouled off. We'll do it again with the same count. 3 balls, 2 strikes. But top of the fifth inning, San Jose scored in the first, the third, and the fourth, while Stockton 3 runs in the third. They lead 4-3. 4 errors already for the Ports in that game. Diego Velasquez has a double. So does Jose or O'Neill Perez. While for Stockton, the count is 3-2. While Stockton, they had a double from Jose Escorche. 4-3 in that one in the top of the fifth inning. Here's the 3-2. And it's a ground ball to the second baseman, Mendez! And he bobbles it off his glove! A run scores! Davis reaches, it's E4. A big air scores. The run up to third goes Miller. Washington scores. And it's now 8-6 here in the eighth. As here comes Tatum Levins now and Steve Solis to the mound. As they will take the ball from Tyler Hoffman. The Grizzlies now trail 8-6. We'll be back right after this. New pitcher for the Grizzlies. Listen to Grizzlies Baseball and Stream, guys. FresnoGrizzlies.com and the Bally Live app.
There's a weekend in July where the baseball world revolves around a village in upstate New York. Baseball Hall of Fame induction weekend in Cooperstown is an unforgettable experience filled with family-friendly activities and priceless moments. Make your plans today for July 21st through the 24th for the induction of Fred McGriff and Scott Rowland as the class of 2023. Visit baseballhall.org today for the entire schedule. See you in Cooperstown, where the journey becomes legend.
They say consistency is the key to success. They weren't wrong. So how about grabbing a beer that's consistently smooth, consistently refreshing, and consistently light? You might just find that the road to success can be pretty enjoyable. Michelob Ultra, the perfect balance of taste and refreshment, and only 2.6 carbs and 95 calories. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Enjoy responsibly. Anheuser-Busch Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
20 years in the making. It's Chuck Chancy Gold's $1.5 million celebration. Starting May 1st, earn entries as you play to win a share of $45,000 and your chance at $1 million every Thursday and Friday. Earn base points to swipe to win daily prizes, and every Saturday you could win $1,000 in lucky kiosk cash. On June 30th, win your share of $75,000 cash guaranteed. Only at Chuck Chancy Gold Resort and Casino. Feel the fun.
Welcome back to Modesto, California, here at John Thurman Field. Bottom of the eighth inning, 8-6, Modesto leads Fresno. We're still in the eighth inning now. 2 runs have scored for the Nuts here in the eighth inning. With 1 out, runners at first and third. Here's Tatum Levins. Levins 2-for-4. He'll take on the right-hander Zach Agnos, who's the 5th pitcher out of the Grizzlies' pen this evening. There goes the runner. Actually, it was a fake. The count at 0-1. As the runner at first, Davis looked to take off initially. It was a fielding error by Luis Mendez, allowed Curtis Washington Jr. to score. So Miller the runner at third, Davis the runner at first. 1 out here in the eighth. There goes the runner, and that's a line drive base hit to left center field. That will score another run. And now it'll be first and third still as Davis gets to third. Miller scores. It's an RBI single for Tatum Levins, and all of a sudden, all the work the Grizzlies have just done has disappeared. That run is charged to Tyler Hoffman. And with one out, here is center fielder Miguel Perez with only one out. Runners at first and third. 9-6 now, Modesto. Here's the pitch. And that's a called strike. The count at 0-1 from Zach Agnos. 6 feet, 210 pounds. He's 22 years old from Haymarket, Virginia. A 10th round draft pick by the Rockies out of East Carolina. Was a two-way player for the Pirates. As here comes the 0-1 from Agnos. That's a breaking ball in there. And the count at 0-2. Good pitch there from Zach Agnos, who's been the Grizzlies' closer this season. Agnos, an 0-2 record, 7 saves, a 4.50 ERA. This is Agnos' 14th game out of the pen. He's got one hold as well. Here's the 0-2, and that is swung on a miss. That curveball dangerous there from Agnos. Down on strikes goes Perez. First strikeout for Agnos. Two outs in the inning, and here's left fielder Brett Rodriguez, the 8th batter this evening. 3 runs by Modesto here in the 8th. 9-6 now. The Grizzlies will have to find a way once again. They'll have 9-1-2 in the top of the 9th inning. Here comes the pitch from Agnos. And that's a line drive foul into the netting. The count at 0-1. By the way, San Jose and Stockton tied at 4 in the bottom of the 5th now. San Jose has evened the game up. In the top of the 9th inning, Rancho Cucamonga leads Visalia 5-3. The Quakes lost last night to the Rawhide, looking for revenge tonight as that pitch is lifted and out of play. And the count at 0-2. So the Quakes lead 5-3 in the 9th inning. For Rancho Cucamonga, they had 2 home runs from Chris Newell, who's got 12. He has 4 home runs over the past week. They also had a home run from Don Cone, his 7th. So Rancho Cucamonga lead 5-3 at Valley Strong Ballpark. And 4-4 at Banner Island Ballpark. As the 0-2 is swung on and missed, and that ends the inning. But not before Modesto scores 3 runs off an error, a sac fly, and an RBI single. We had the 9th, the Grizzlies. Let's see if the comeback claws have more in them. We'll be back right after this. You'll listen to Grizzlies Baseball and stream, guys. FreserGrizzlies.com and the Valley Live app.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that'll bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your visit today at baseballhall.org.
For the early to rise road trippers, the late night truck drivers, or even the bucket list checking baseball fans, your Wyndham is waiting, no matter who you are, where you're going, or why. With 24 trusted brands to choose from, like La Quinta, Days Inn, and Super 8, there's a hotel by Wyndham for everyone. Wyndham Hotels and Resorts, the official hotel of minor league baseball. Get the lowest price at WyndhamHotels.com. Restrictions apply. Visit website for more details. For the early to rise road trippers, the late night truck drivers, or even the bucket list checking baseball fans, your Wyndham is waiting, no matter who you are, where you're going, or why. With 24 trusted brands to choose from, like La Quinta, Days Inn, and Super 8, there's a hotel by Wyndham for everyone. Wyndham Hotels and Resorts, the official hotel of minor league baseball. Get the lowest price at WyndhamHotels.com. Restrictions apply. Visit website for more details.
20 years in the making. It's Chuck Chancy Gold's $1.5 million celebration. Starting May 1st, earn entries as you play to win a share of $45,000 and your chance at $1 million every Thursday and Friday. Earn base points to swipe to win daily prizes, and every Saturday you could win $1,000 in lucky kiosk cash. On June 30th, win your share of $75,000 cash guaranteed. Only at Chuck Chancy Gold Resort and Casino. Feel the fun.
Welcome back to Modesto, California, here at John Thurman Field, top of the ninth inning, as Luis Mendez fouls the first pitch off from the right-hander, and Stefan Raith, R-A-E-T-H, he takes over for Chris Jefferson, who worked an inning of scoreless baseball. 9-6, Modesto leads Fresno after a three-run eighth inning. Here's the pitch to Mendez. It's a called strike, and the count at 0-2. Good breaking ball there from Raith, who's already worked a very clean inning as well earlier in this series. Good right-hander for Modesto. Here comes the 0-2 to Mendez. And that pitch is away from the catcher. Here comes a possible throw. It is not in time. So Luis Mendez reaches on the drop third strike. That is a strikeout for Raith, but Mendez reaches on the drop third strike. And here comes Ryan Ritter. 3 for 4, 2 home runs, 3 RBIs, and 2 runs. Here comes the pitch, and it's a breaking ball called a strike, and the count at 0-1. By the way, a couple switches for Modesto defensively. From second to third, Josh Hood. He will bat second still. Edron Rodriguez replaces Curtis Washington Jr. He'll bat third. And he will also be the second baseman. That pitch is inside. It almost hits Ritter. The count now at 1-1. So Rodriguez now will bat third. He'll play second base in Edrin Rodriguez. And then finally, from third to first, Milcar Perez. Here's a pitch from Raith, and that swung on and missed. The count now at 1-2 to Ryan Ritter. As Ryan Ritter tries to keep the Grizzlies in this one, 9-6, Modesto leads here in the top of the ninth inning. 5-4, Stockton leads in the sixth inning. Rancho leads Visalia 5-3 in the ninth inning. The Grizzlies see if they have one last comeback in them against the Modesto Nuts. Here comes the 1-2. And a check swing, he did not go around. The count now at 2-2. It's Chansey Gold's $1.5 million celebration. Play and earn drawing tickets daily. Drawings every Thursday and Friday where you can win a share of $45,000 every week for a chance at $1 million. As that pitch is outside, it's full 3-2. Chansey Gold is live entertainment inside Firehouse Lounge every Saturday evening. You must be 21. Chansey Gold Resort and Casino, play with the best here in the top of the ninth. Here comes the 3-2, and that is outside, ball 4. Mendez to second. Ritter walks. He has now reached base 4 straight at-bats. And here comes center fielder Jesus Bouguereau. Bouguereau 0-for-4, his 7-game hit streak on the line. No outs in the inning. The Grizzlies trail 9-6. Here at John Thurman Field, this game has been back and forth. Modesto took a 6-0 lead. Fresno tied the game. And that's a line drive. Right field, an 8-game hit streak for Bouguereau. Rounding third is Mendez. Here's the throw in. It is not going to be at the plate. It's going to be to second. It's 9-7. An RBI single for Jesus Bouguereau. Up to second goes Ritter. And Mendez scores. It's 9-7 now. As here comes Jake Snyder. 1-for-4 with an RBI. 9-7. This game has had a little bit of everything tonight. The teams conclude tomorrow at 2:05 p.m. Here's the pitch, and Snyder takes a called strike. The count at 0-1. We Snyder and then Parker Kelly after that. Snyder 1-for-4, a .293 average, 1 home run. 9-7 here in the ninth inning. Here's the 0-1, and Snyder swings and misses, and the count at 0-2. So no balls, two strikes. As here comes the pitch to Snyder, and that is inside, and the count at 1-2. Ritter is the runner at second, Boo Green the runner at first, both with good speed. A ball possibly to the gaps could score both runners. No outs here in the inning. As the Grizzlies trying to make another comeback win. Here's the 1-2, and Snyder fouls off that pitch, and I think it went off his leg as well. So do it again at 1-2. The Grizzlies trailed by 6. If they come back to win this game, it would be their biggest comeback win this year. The Grizzlies already have 5 comeback wins in the 7th inning or later. And that's over their last 9 wins. The Grizzlies have scored 53 of their 79 runs in innings 7 through 9. Here's the pitch to Snyder, and he fouls it off, and the count remains at 1-2. This team just does not go away without a fight. We've seen it all year from Fresno. 9-7 here in the 9th inning. Stay tuned for the postgame show. We're not ready yet. Here comes the pitch. And that's a ground ball. This could be 2-6-3. A big double play. Ritter to third. But unfortunately, that's a 6-3 double play. Now 2 outs in the inning. Boo Green out is second. Snyder's retired. And here comes the third baseman in Parker Kelly. And he is the last chance for Fresno, trailing 9-7. Kelly 0-4 with 2 strikeouts. Let's see if Kelly has something in here as that pitch is swung on a miss, a breaking ball, and the count at 0-1. Kelly has 1 home run that was back on opening night on April 6th at San Jose. 794 OPS, a .286 batting average. Here's the pitch, and it's outside, and the count at 1-1. Andy Perez waits on deck. The Grizzlies trail 9-7 here in the 9th inning. Here comes the 1-1 to Parker Kelly. And he swings and misses, and the Grizzlies down to their last strike. 1-2. The Grizzlies are trying to get back into this one, as they will have to even the series tomorrow if they fall tonight. The Grizzlies won Game 1. They won last night in Game 4. They lost Games 2 and 3 to Modesto. Both teams have played very close ball games. As here comes the 1-2. And it's a check swing. He went around. And the Modesto Nuts hold on to win tonight 9-7. They score 3 runs in the 8th inning. And they hold on to take a 3-2 series lead. We'll be back right after this for the postgame show. You're listening to Grizzlies Baseball and Stream Guys. FresnoGrizzlies.com and the Valley Live app.
For the early to rise road trippers, the late night truck drivers, or even the bucket list checking baseball fans, your Wyndham is waiting, no matter who you are, where you're going, or why. With 24 trusted brands to choose from, like La Quinta, Days Inn, and Super 8, there's a hotel by Wyndham for everyone. Wyndham Hotels and Resorts, the official hotel of minor league baseball. Get the lowest price at WyndhamHotels.com. Restrictions apply. Visit website for more details.
Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the App or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
There's a weekend in July where the baseball world revolves around a village in upstate New York. Baseball Hall of Fame Induction Weekend in Cooperstown is an unforgettable experience filled with family-friendly activities and priceless moments. Make your plans today for July 21st through the 24th for the induction of Fred McGriff and Scott Rowland as the class of 2023.
Visit baseballhall.org today for the entire schedule. See you in Cooperstown, where the journey becomes legend.
Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the App or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
For the early to rise road trippers, the late night truck drivers, or even the bucket list checking baseball fans, your Wyndham is waiting, no matter who you are, where you're going, or why. With 24 trusted brands to choose from, like La Quinta, Days Inn, and Super 8, there's a hotel by Wyndham for everyone. Wyndham Hotels and Resorts, the official hotel of minor league baseball. Get the lowest price at WyndhamHotels.com. Restrictions apply. Visit website for more details.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that'll bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your visit today at baseballhall.org.
They say consistency is the key to success. They weren't wrong. So how about grabbing a beer that's consistently smooth, consistently refreshing, and consistently light? You might just find that the road to success can be pretty enjoyable. Michelob Ultra, the perfect balance of taste and refreshment, and only 2.6 carbs and 95 calories. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Enjoy responsibly. Anheuser-Busch Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that'll bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game.
Welcome back to the postgame show here in Modesto, California. John Thurman Field. Your Fresno Grizzlies unfortunately fall tonight by a final score of 9-7. The Grizzlies, though, had a chance tonight. What a game it was. The final lines, Fresno now at 28-18. Modesto now in 20-18. Both teams will hope for a Stockton Ports win tonight as they continue to try to fight for second place in the California League Northern Division standings. So both teams at 20-18. Fresno, 7 runs on 9 hits, 2 errors. Modesto, 9 runs on 10 hits, no errors. The winning pitcher is Chris Jefferson. He is now 1-1. The loss to Tyler Hoffman, he is 2-1. And the save to Stefan Wraith, his third of the year. Well, Modesto scored 5 runs in the first inning. That was highlighted by a Colin Davis grand slam. Starter Connor Stain did not make it out of the first inning. So it was down to the Grizzlies bullpen to keep this game at a minimum. Modesto scored a run in the second, made it 6-0 before Fresno slowly tried to get back into it. Ryan Ritter, a solo homer in the third inning. And then in the fourth, an RBI double from Robbie Martin made it 6-2. And then an RBI ground up from Jake Snyder in the fifth made it 6-3. In the seventh, Luis Mendez reached and it made it 6-4. And I believe they actually changed it to a single, by the way. I believe they actually changed it to a single for Modesto, or for Mendez. So Mendez reaches and ends up scoring on that. And then Ryan Ritter, a 2-run homer, his second of the game. He had 3 hits and reached base 4 times. Ritter, 9 home runs this year. He made it a 6-6 game in the 7th inning. But then in the bottom of the 8th, Modesto brought another 8 batters to the plate. It was a double from Josh Hood to start the inning. He came around to score on a sacrifice fly from Milcar Perez. And then a fielder's choice error by Luis Mendez ended up being a big factor as well. Mendez tried working the backhand, could not make the play. And then an RBI single from Tatum Levins made it 9-6. But the Grizzlies in the ninth inning, After a strikeout got away, Luis Mendez came around to score on an RBI single from Jesus Bugarin, but a double play and a strikeout ended the game. The Grizzlies fall tonight by a final of 9-7. They can only split the series tomorrow against the Modesto Nuts, so the Grizzlies will try to get back on the right foot tomorrow. And tomorrow at 2:05 p.m. first pitch here in Modesto. Our pregame show will be prior to that, probably 145, 150 or so. So stay tuned on our social media for that. The Grizzlies will go to rehab left-hander Ryan Rollison will make his second start for Fresno, back from a shoulder surgery injury. And he'll be countered by Modesto right-hander Michael Morales, a 2-0 record, a 2.67 ERA. Those were the starters from game one of our series. So Rollison and Morales will be tomorrow's pitchers. 2:05 p.m. Pacific time, first pitch, as the Grizzlies look to split the series against these pesky Modesto Nuts. It's been a fantastic series so far. The Grizzlies and the Nuts have split their first 54 matchups since the two teams became in the same conference since 2021. 27 wins apiece for both teams. So the Grizzlies will look to get back on the right track tomorrow for the series finale. Our final score tonight, though, Modesto beats Fresno 9-7 in a back-and-forth game. Both teams are now at 20-18. Modesto 9 runs on 10 hits, no errors. They left 12 runners on. Fresno 7 runs on 9 hits, 2 errors. They left 6 on. Time of the game, 2 hours and 55 minutes in front of a paid crowd of 4,139. I guess you could say that's a sold-out crowd here at John Thurman Field. A great loud crowd tonight. The winning pitcher was Chris Jefferson. The loss to Tyler Hoffman. And the save to Stefan Wraith. Modesto wins 9-7. Well, however you're listening tonight, and wherever you're listening tonight, thanks for tuning in on stream, guys. FresnoGrizzlies.com and the Bally Live app. My name is Stephen Rice. Have a blessed rest of your Saturday night, and we'll see you tomorrow for the series finale.
20 years in the making. It's Chuck Chancey Gold's $1.5 million celebration. Starting May 1st, earn entries as you play to win a share of $45,000 and your chance at $1 million every Thursday and Friday. Earn base points to swipe to win daily prizes, and every Saturday you could win $1,000 in lucky kiosk cash. On June 30th, win your share of $75,000 cash guaranteed. Only at Chuck Chancey Gold Resort and Casino. Feel the fun.